Let's watch this.
The Joker and the Devil. I'm lowering the several. I'm lowering my level.
I always love the intro. It's my favorite part of the show. You can stop the download now and just cut it off and delete it. The coolest part's over.
Well, that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.
We'll come back next to Ripped in Half intros. Yes, this is Ripped in Half. I am Jason.
I'm Steve.
And we are Ericless this week.
Oh.
Yay!
Actually, I'm thinking that. I want to say that.
Yeah, I know. Eric's what? At a wedding?
Yeah, he's getting married. That gay transvestite I put up on Twitter.
The one that looks like Rob, huh?
Yeah.
So how's the happy couple?
We'll find out when he comes back with his honeymoon tomorrow. Yes, and then I'm off, so I'll be here next week. So we have to do another show, what, tomorrow? Think it's a good time, you know? Mr. Wedge?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, double dose.
Yeah. The pre-recorded show with outdated information.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going to San Diego Comic-Con.
Bastard.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't go. And then fucking Eric, I told him. Tickets are on sale.
I could have. I just kind of postponed till next year.
That's what a lot of people said. It's like, I could have gone. I just didn't want to. But I cried on Facebook. Complained to them.
No, even
fix your ticket system.
Chef was all right with it. She was like, hey, you could have. I mean, I was like,
Eric and I were surprised because actually she did tell us. Like, around the time the tickets were about to go on sale, she was saying like, yeah, I'll get him this thing for like, I think your birthday or anniversary. I think it was your anniversary around the time.
Yeah, that was coming up.
Yeah, I think that was what she was going to give you.
Yeah. But I ended up opting out. I figured, you know, I'll wait till next year. We'll do it.
Yeah. I've been able to get them earlier this year because they put a thing out. They sent an email on Thursday saying that people who went, they get priority, like, tickets. So I think in August.
We want you back.
In August, people who already have tickets will get a special link to buy them right then and there.
Nice.
Because they used to have you go. You had to buy them there. And so people would be staying in line, like sleeping there in the line to get them after they already have their badges like the day before. And they just sleep there to try to get fucking tickets. Patches.
Sucks.
The only shitty thing about Comic-Con, it's a lot of waiting in line. Like 2 hours to see like an hour panel. Or some people just stay in this one room all day and just watch all the panels or the fucking, like the trailers.
I just wait for the internet and the videos to come out.
Sometimes, like, they do, like, the day after Comic-Con is over, it gets released. It's like a waste of time.
why watch any of that?
The benefit is, like, you got to blog it, like, a day early.
Guess what I saw?
Yeah, I put, like, at the end of the panel, they say, and you can see this now on, like, at showtime.com/something. Like, oh, fuck.
No, last year during Comic-Con, on the Xbox, they had a thing for it. To where, like, every day that, you know, they did Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they showed that day, the previews, movies, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, they had it on fucking the Xbox. You can go on and watch the videos.
Yeah. If you missed a panel, there's a special room you can go at the end of the night, and you can watch all the panels again. Mm-hmm. And the special rooms that like really hard to get into.
But they're like, it's not the same.
It's not because they don't show trailers. No. Like they would have the people talking, but and they said like, oh, here's this new for the new show that you want to see. Like here's the trailer for next season, or here's like a full episode or half an episode. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get to see any of that, but you do get to watch them talk.
I know Chris Hemsworth was supposed to be there talking about Thor 2.
Really? That's why I like this.
It's sexy. That's why you're going, huh?
No, I won't. There are two halls that are fucking incredibly, like, a long time to wait to get in there. I think I waited, let's see, I want to say it's a Dexter panel. I probably wait about 2 hours in line for that. I remember that because that's when... was that one chick who died that sings the... Does that fucking... That blackout... The Back to Black song.
Yeah?
No.
The drug song, too.
Oh, you're talking about the druggy alcoholic whore who died?
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. That's how little I care about her.
Oh, that's how memorable she was. That's a great singer. That's a legacy she left. Drug alcoholic cunt. Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse, yeah.
There you go.
We remember she fucking died.
You owe me a Coke.
Will Mountain Dew be okay?
No.
Okay.
A connoisseur, my friend.
Gotcha. You owe him some coke.
Ah.
It'll liven up the show.
It will.
Just fill his ice bucket full of
it. His head's down and I'm like, okay, what do you guys want to talk about? I'm excited now.
What do you want to do? Let's go get some chicks, man. Let's get out of here. You know what? Let's just leave. And just, we'll just
Chick-fil-A sounds great.
We'll take all of this with us, just put on a backpack, and then we'll just record as we go.
Just take the show on the go.
Yeah. Is it a picture straight? God damn it, Meg! Which I thought it was funny.
And the whole time, like, he just coked up, call me Meg. It's like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
No,
he's sitting there just nodding.
Every time something fucks up, he blames Meg and calls one of us Meg.
No, they did that on Family Guy when they did a cutaway of Peter all hopped up on coke.
Yeah, I remember that.
Funny thing is, okay, I've done a lot of coke.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm watching that, and I'm just like, that's not how people are on coke.
You're critiquing it. You're critiquing a cartoon.
I was, actually. I felt myself doing, like,
a comedy cartoon.
Coke doesn't do that to you.
You read a letter?
I did.
I'm refusing to see Ted now because your inaccuracy of drug use on your show.
I posted an angry blog. And I do want to see
13 people already, goddammit.
Followed by your Comic-Con panel.
I do want to see Ted.
I saw Ted. It was pretty good.
Yeah, my dad and my stepmom went and saw that. And as soon as he gets out of the theater, he calls me up.
Bear's alive.
Yeah. No, and the moment I answer the phone, first thing out of his mouth, go see Ted. I'm like, yeah?
Uncle Ted? Okay.
I'm like, yeah? He's like, yeah, dude.
It was go see Uncle funny. Ted. He's got something for you.
Does he need to talk to me?
I didn't do anything yet.
Yeah, he did that with Spider-Man as well. He went to the midnight showing for that. Calls me up next morning. Spider-Man was awesome. I went and saw that. Midnight showing. That's it was good.
I might watch that tomorrow.
So I thought it was Spider-Man meets Twilight. Isn't that what it is? Like, it's more about, like, his relationship stuff than it was, like, the spider stuff.
No.
And then he looks like a queer.
No, that's what a lot of people are saying the Tobey Maguire series was, that they focused way too much on the romance in that one.
Oh,
in,
really?
In those three films. Whereas this one, not so much. In fact, my dad said on it, if they would have done to Venom what they did with the lizard in this film, mm-hmm. the third one would have been kick-ass.
I don't think they needed Sandman. That was kind of retarded.
They didn't either one. Like, they needed one or the other, but not either one.
It was like, okay, Doc Ock was like, just go straight to Venom and do the Carnage thing as the third one.
No, you know,
you look like Doc Ock. You could be, yeah, you get a costume to pull off.
I could pull it off.
I liked how they did Doc Ock. And yeah, I liked how
whenever I see that guy, though, I think, motoring.
No, I liked how they did Sandman. I think they did him very well.
I at the same time, when I saw him, all I thought was wings.
Wings. He had a hat on.
Yeah.
I kept thinking George of the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. You can do that, too.
But,
like, that's a pass. What a movie is he in that you can think of instead of thinking of Spider-Man, Sandman?
No, I liked him as Sandman. I think he was, like, the perfect choice to play Sandman. Mm-hmm. He did the role very well. Obviously, they did crap with Venom.
It should be like the comic books. He just sucks him in a vacuum.
And then they picked the worst person to play Venom, though. It was Topher Grace. And I'm like, they both look so alike. It's kind of annoying.
You kind of want someone a little more buff, I guess. Yeah. In my head, I thought it would be someone a little more stronger. Like
in the comic, Eddie Brock is.
Yeah.
Now, I get why they picked Topher Grace, mm-hmm. and they picked him because of his similarities to Tobey Maguire. So they're like the perfect, you know, rival. Mm-hmm. They're polar opposites type of thing. And you know what? Most people disagree with me. I think Topher Grace did a good job. He actually played a very good villain. It's just how short they have, how little they do with Venom.
See, that's why you didn't need both villains. You just needed one or the other.
Yeah.
Because you can story build it for one.
Venom was a lot better.
Well,
like, it's a lot better idea because it affects
Spider-Man
even more.
They didn't even want to do it at first, though.
That's the thing. From a fan's perspective, Venom would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Thing is, Sam Raimi knew nothing of Venom. All his Spider-Man knowledge is from the 60s and 70s when he was a kid. Venom came in the 80s. He quit doing this shit. That's why all his picks, his movies, were character from the 60s and 70s. He
even the Hobgoblin would have worked. Or even like the Green Goblin, like his son becoming the Green Goblin. It would seem redundant, but that could have worked better.
Well, technically he's called New Goblin, which is stupid. I don't like the whole flying snowboard.
So I call him Noblin.
Yeah. I don't like the flying snowboard and the Green Ninja getup. That was retarded. But then again, I didn't like the Green Goblin outfit in the first one. It was like a glorified Power Ranger. It was terrible.
Yeah, but it was William Dafoe.
Mask. The mask was really
No, William Dafoe was great.
Yeah.
William Dafoe was fantastic.
But the Power Ranger outfit, why?
Oh, please.
It
was the millennium, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they were filming it, they had no idea 9/11 was going to happen. Everything changed after that.
It did. I don't remember which movie it was. Probably the second one. There was supposed to be a scene in it, in Spider-Man. Maybe it was the first one. A plane was going
to... It was a helicopter.
Maybe it was a helicopter, yeah. And Spider-Man saves it by building this big web between the two towers to catch the helicopter. Mm-hmm. But then they actually filmed that scene, I think. But then the attacks happened, so they completely took that out.
That was too soon.
That was the first one. It was the first Spider-Man. I remember it being a big deal, and I got the DVD just to see that deleted scene. They didn't even put it on there.
That's bullshit.
I know. I'm like, those bastards.
Probably do it now, like 10th anniversary edition.
Maybe. That's scary. It's like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but it's scary. It's kind of numbing now. It's like, I can make jokes now.
Oh, too
and not,
soon.
And not get some shit.
But yeah, no. Sam Raimi knew nothing of Venom, and it was the executives.
And it shows. No,
it was the executives at Sony who told him, "Look, the fans want Venom. You have to put Venom." And Raimi tried to fight it, and they forced his hand. They're like, "No, you're using him. Put Venom in this film." So they use as little as possible. Completely fucked up the character. I hated the design. I didn't. Why do you have to have this fucked up black webbing over the black costume?
Oh, you're getting too critique now.
You still
saw that teaser and you saw that fucking face. You're fucking like, oh shit, they got.
Venom. I was. No, I was.
And when
I
you saw like the fucking that mouth opens and shit, and he's like, oh, look fucking badass.
It did. But
no
then
mouth
you finally
open
see him.
Ah.
No, but then you finally see it. And it's like, why?
That was your complaint. No one's mouth opens that wide.
Yeah, I'm like, this is bullshit.
And I'm out. Like, just like drop everything.
No, and the other thing
stomping
I didn't
the whole way.
No, another thing I didn't get is when the mask is off and it shows Topher Grace's actual face. Why
fangs?
Is his teeth still sharp?
Oh, he has the fangs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did that.
I never
watched the whole movie. Like, I got the acting was really bad.
Fell asleep.
Yeah,
the acting was really bad. I was like, you know, I'm done. I'm getting out.
You
of here.
Mostly go down by the dance scene.
I didn't even get there.
The jazz club.
I didn't even know that there was a dance.
If you cut out all the fucking emo Parker crap. Uh-huh. You could have had so much more film to do decent Venom.
You know what that Rain Cloud song? It's like rain falling on my head. That was a good scene. And then he does that pause, you know, when at the end of that little song.
No, it was.
I love that part.
It was.
I just like singing along with it.
It was horrible.
It is. It's a horrible movie. They could have built to a fourth one, then have the Maximum Carnage one.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's just, like the Carnage thing would have been.
They
cool.
should no. They should have, and
if
they
made a fourth one. That would be a good idea, like a real fourth one, not like this reboot.
Well, that's the thing. Because they were kind of hinting at that by having that little symbiote piece left with Dr. Connors. Because that's kind of what happens is part of the Venom suit to make Carnage actually separates away, becomes its own symbiote life form.
And it was weird that it showed Dr. Connors in almost all the movies, and he's missing that arm. He always thought his thing would be like that.
Like they're hinting to having the lizard, yeah.
But they would. What they should have done is just have just went straight to Kingpin.
Straight to Kingpin.
I think after Daredevil, Michael Clark Duncan set him out.
Yeah, put him in there.
He can't be black.
I know. I didn't get it. Like, why is Kingpin black?
Do you want to watch the dancing? Because I haven't seen it.
Go for it. It's. Stupid.
Is that bad?
Horrible. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, but, is that it?
Yeah, this is it right there.
But I like that they had the cartridges though. Or in the new one.
Yeah.
The new one. I didn't like that he just had. I can.
Well,
webs.
That in the comic series that does eventually happen.
Oh, yeah,
really?
That became like a point in the especially in a lot of the comics that sometimes he'd run out of cartridges.
Yeah,
and then he stuck on his
eventually
own.
He did develop a a late mutation where he started making organic webbing.
Now, why is she singing?
That's her
job. That's her job. Well, no,
she was a model.
No, she was also in, like...
Her career fizzled out, so she got a job at this club as a waitress.
Uh-huh. That also sings.
Yeah, occasionally.
Because he has a suit on, right?
He's
high on soup.
Yeah.
That suit is the suit, actually.
And he's on a date with Gwen Stacy.
Okay. That's what I figured the other girl was. Man, he's cool.
But I found that funny in this character. Film, they have a blonde playing a redhead, so they decided to get a redhead to play a blonde.
That's funny.
Yeah, they got Ron Howard's daughter.
And that hair, dude. What the fuck are the emo
hair? Yeah, the emo thing.
I know. Now take all this. What the fuck?
And then that... What the fuck is that? Snapping shit?
Dude, what the asshole has to make a spectacle of himself?
Yeah.
You know, there's a...
Is Mary Jane getting all wet right now? Is that what's supposed to be happening?
He's supposed to be making her jealous. Because she dumped him.
So what's the problem? She dumped him. You're supposed to get better and then show it off.
No, there's a picture on Facebook that somebody posted. It was funny as shit. It had in the background a billboard for The Amazing Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And in the front was an image of Tobey Maguire superimposed on there with, like, the crying face from one of the scenes in the movie.
Oh,
I'm amazing, too.
I know that meme.
Why does it look like a crazy person right there? Did you see that face he gave her? You're like...
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. And that other scene, that one picture right there, like, of suggested videos, it's when he's all going down the street thinking he's all badass.
Yeah.
And he's dancing in the street, too.
Are you serious? No. Yes. No. Okay, I have to watch.
And he's turning on
cool
all
Peter,
these...
Yeah, the cool Peter Parker.
And he's turning on all these chicks or whatnot.
Like, he does... Here's what it's
like, no one's responsive.
Yeah, collars
and
all
he thinks
pop.
He's badass, but no one's really actually paying attention to him, other than he's looking...
That's because
like
he's wearing a cardigan.
No, the collar popped up and shit.
He's like, now I'm starting snapping. And now he does the point.
See... What's with the quick images of JJ what's his face?
I don't know why they have JJ there. That's not in the film. They don't do that part in the film.
Okay. He's the whitest dude ever. He's like, the door opened for me.
Get up! Get up now!
He didn't have to buy a suit. One, he can't afford a suit anyway. But the suit could become
that
suit.
Why is this happening? Of course they're not going to make a fourth one after something like this.
Yeah, that's why they did it. Because Sam Raimi was like, you know what? I can't think of anything that would do justice.
Everyone thought this was a good idea.
Maybe he was done. He was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to fuck this movie up because I don't want to make this movie.
And they paid him the most for this movie.
Joke's on them.
Now, they do have a trailer, well, kind of a trailer. It's a spoiler video, if you will, where somebody took, because they, like, over-advertised for this film. They've been doing a lot of over-advertising for a lot of movies nowadays.
Oh, for the Spider-Man? The
well, they did for now? The Amazing Spider-Man, yeah. But they've been doing it lately for a lot of films. So what this guy did...
Batman, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting way too much. I stopped watching just because I don't want it ruined for me.
Oh, yeah. What this one guy did for the Amazing Spider-Man is he took every little TV spot, every trailer, every little... special glimpse, and he organized them chronologically to like how they would happen in the film and posted it. It's like 26 minutes long. And
oh
yeah,
God.
It gives away a lot
you
of the film.
You watched a YouTube video for 26 minutes?
No, I did, actually. That. I did, actually.
YouTube videos and should last like a 10 minutes
I'll
at the most
this.
Before you lose the pain. You know, like, I gotta get something to eat,
no,
get something to drink, and watch
it. It really does make the movie look fucking cool.
Oh, it's like it ruined the movie. How long is this movie? Do you know?
40 minutes.
It's got to be at
least. It's double that time.
Yeah, it's got to be at least
perhaps
2 hours.
More than that.
You could do a whole story in a half an hour. Remember fucking Spider-Man the Animated Series?
Yeah. I'd say a movie's at least 2 hours. Oh, but, shit. Yeah, it does give away a lot of stuff. It's interesting. But it doesn't give away, like, key points too much.
With
like,
Spider-Man?
The whole mystery about how he finds out about you know, his parents and what happens and blah, blah, blah.
Killed by the Red Skull?
Yeah. Which my dad also said that
they need an Avengers tie-in, but then he can come back for part
well,
two.
Well, they are doing Spider-Man 2, which will end up happening before Avengers 2. And there's a lot of talk right now saying that there's a good chance Spider-Man will be in the new Avengers.
Good.
There's a really...
I'm tired of all that. You know, just leave the movies alone. Just stick with the fucking your own movie. It's fucking stupid.
Well, they're doing
Black... Avengers is its own movie.
They're doing Black Panther.
What, all those kind of people.
Yeah, they're doing Black Panther.
Well, finally, something historical.
They're doing Ant-Man.
That's irrelevant to me.
What?
Yeah.
It's a classic comic, Ant-Man? But I don't see... A lot of people are going to say...
Ant-Man eventually became Giant Man. Hank Pym.
He's the Indian that grows?
And Nunchuck?
No, yeah. That's Apache Chief.
Oh, okay.
Nay Chuck.
Like the Family Guy.
Don't litter, it makes me cry.
When he puts a satellite for them with that PTV, and like that's all he's useful for, so he just leaves.
Well, I'm going to go gamble now.
He's going to go drink.
No, I like the...
That's it.
No, I love the Harvey Birdman one.
Racial stereotypes.
No, I love the Harvey Birdman one where he ends up spilling hot coffee on his crotch because he can't grow big anymore, so he's suing the coffee place.
That's a pretty good one. I used to like Harvey Birdman, but I haven't watched it lately.
Harvey Birdman's great. Well, they ended it. They killed off Birdman.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's a spoiler alert for this guy. He's never saw
it. Ruined it. It's ruined.
They did
Ruben.
A...
It's Ruben.
Ruined.
They did a two-part episode where him, Pina, and...
They made a whole half hour?
Yeah. And Hot Girl are fighting like this uber bad guy. And as soon as they beat him, Falcon 7 shows up in a fucking bus and runs over Birdman on accident. And kills him.
Well, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the world of cartoons. That's what kills you. Fatally ends the show.
No, I love that show though. I never did play the game. I wanted to.
Is it game?
Yes.
Yeah, they made a game.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'll just play, you know, Phoenix Wright or something.
No, the attorney game.
Yeah, that game was fun. I like that game.
At the DS one, they dance.
Yeah,
I don't know how they dance. Do they?
There's a DS like attorney game where you.
Yeah, that game is awesome.
You do buttons like they're dancing in the courtroom, and you have to do like you have to match the buttons so they dance right.
No.
And somehow solve crimes.
No.
No, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Never heard of that one.
Oh yeah, you're talking about something else.
I think it exists though.
I think that's a Law and Order game.
Law and Order, let's get down.
Dun, dun.
Law and Order, Electric Boogaloo.
Dance Dance Law and Order.
It was the special DLC pack for the Dance Dance Revolution.
It's on the Wii U. You have to step on that shit though, and you end up breaking the glass. It was meant for ages for the small feet. It only weighed like 100 pounds, so it's like works out.
Get it right, it's 98.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought they live in America, you know, getting an extra couple pounds from carbs. How do you be that skinny and have a carb diet? Rice, noodles? I don't get that.
All they do
that
is walk.
That goes against everything.
All they do is walk
every
around.
2 hours.
All they do is walk around.
Like pulling rickshaws?
Mm-hmm. No, it's China.
They need the carbs for that, like that burst of energy. Just give him a power bar and a 5-hour energy drink.
I was watching this one show. I forgot what it was. But
I like that one show.
No, it's one of those where people.
That 80s show.
You know, people
it
travel around.
I already told that.
It's one of those where people travel around different countries, this and that. Well, this one had a
amazing race.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
No.
Oh, because that's that one show that people go around different countries.
Amazing Race, wasn't that on History about like World War II?
No, it's on channel. It's on CBS. And you have a team, and you have to do challenges, and you go around the world. It's a race around the world.
I did see one episode where they had like that fucking 60-pound cheese wheel that they had to roll up a hill.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I like the one when they had watermelons and the troops to hit a target with a giant slingshot. And the thing actually, she lets go of it, and it flips, it reverses, and hits her straight in the face.
I saw that.
And she's just shocked, and her face is like in pain, and she's like, what the fuck happened? And then she still has to, her partner can't come in. She chose to do that challenge, so even though her face fucking hurts, she has to complete it.
Well, no, she got knocked out.
No, she was just fucking like all dazed and shit, but she still had to complete it.
I thought she got knocked out.
No,
I saw I saw that on The Soup.
That's why I saw it. Yeah. I went back and found it.
No, you know, it's funny. I was watching the one on. So, you ever see that show, Total Darkness? Or Blackout, I think it's called. It's hosted by Jaleel White. What is
I've heard of it, mostly from The Soup, but I never actually watched it.
I watch it. It's a funny ass show.
And they do fucking strange, fucking stupid challenges in the dark.
It's not like as weird though. Okay, like one of them.
Spin off of that fucking MTV show where you have to date in the dark.
No, I haven't seen that one. No, like one of the things they did, when it came down, two people left. They had to in the darkness be led to this little tub of water and sit down.
Do the rest of this thing without saying dark.
Okay. And while they're there in the blackness, they one by one they pour some into the tub and they
pour
have
what
to,
in the tub.
Well, there's three separate things, one at a time, and you have to guess what it is. And then the way the person wins is whoever had the fastest time guessing
by your hands,
mm-hmm.
by your cock,
by feeling it.
I usually guess things like that way.
Yeah. Well, the first thing they dumped in were fish. But now,
are they dead?
No, they're alive.
Oh, that'd be funny if they're dead.
Well, the thing is, though, when you're just... You can't see shit. You cannot see a goddamn thing. And all of a sudden, there's these things moving around in the water with you. Your mind's going to go to weird shit places.
Are you standing in this water, or you just put your hand in it?
No, you're sitting in it. You're in it. The second one they dumped in was a mop.
All right.
Like a mop head.
I got it.
And then the third thing was an octopus.
I would have guessed mop for both those. Or sponge for one and mop for the other.
No, but the thing is, when you're complete blackness and then you're feeling this weird shit, your mind will go to some funky places and it will freak you out. And that's the whole premise of this show.
My answer for everything is vagina.
So it's called like it's like spooky time with Urkel.
Yeah. Well, no, they had one that was funny as hell, though, that just showed
it's
on the suit.
By Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Jaleel White.
Oh, okay.
Played Urkel.
Wrong name.
Yeah. I was like, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Is that Theo?
But,
Did I do that?
Like, they all look the same. No, the one I saw in the suit was funny as shit, though. It has this guy, and he's trying to be tough, but you can kind of tell he's gay. And what he has to do is he has to go through these different panels and
smell. How did you tell he was gay?
Just the way he talks, his movements.
First-hand experience.
Certain things. Gay profiling people.
Yeah, I was. But he gave it away at the end that he was.
Did he scream like a little girl?
He does do that.
Or he did a snap.
But he's sitting there sniffing these different things, and he has to guess what they are. Well, the last one was a dude's bare ass.
Did he guess that right?
Yes. Now, the way he did, he's sitting there, he's sniffing. And everything else, he said, nice. No, everything else he's got. This was, wait a minute. Oh, I know that smell. Ugh. Kept going back.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said it. Kept going back. And this is where he realized that, like, oh, shit, I can't. He realized what he said afterwards. He's sitting there, smells like ass. Bing! He's just like, oh, God. Because he realized.
I'm watching.
Yeah, you know, he just realized, I just said, I know that smell.
That doesn't mean nothing. Girls' ass could smell.
That's true.
They came out gay the whole time, though. Did it really help?
They do some weird shit on that show. On one of them, they had to guess four different items just by, like, licking it and, you know, using their mouth. One of them was a human ear.
It smells like ass.
Yeah, one was a toe. One was a fucking toilet seat.
Ew.
And one of them was a cow tongue.
That's sick. And who's going to guess cow tongue? Why would your mind even
People actually there? Figured it out.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, did you pick it up? Did they pick them up?
They can in their mouth. You have to have your hands behind your back while you do this. Oh. And the whole time, there's just Jaleel White.
And they make it all phallic, so like they're jamming it in their mouth, like they're stuck in a cock.
Yeah, and Jaleel White is talking to him.
No, it looks like, Paris Hilton's video.
No, the funny thing is, Jaleel White's talking to him on an intercom, too.
It's all fucking...
So he's telling these people, well, why don't you lick it? Go ahead. Well, put it in your mouth. Taste it. See what it is.
They're just suggesting that. You don't have to do that.
Well, yeah, it is. But people start doing it. It's funny as hell.
You can rub your face against it.
Yeah, it was funny.
Give and then, nose kisses.
No, and then the way that they determine, like, who won or who, you know, who got the worst time and is out is they have all four contestants line up in front of these trap doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then they at the same time, they have to jump. And whoever falls through the trap door is out.
What?
Yeah.
Do I have to jump outwards or straight up?
You have to jump out into the trap door. It's like a sealed panel, but if you land on it and you have the worst time, as soon as you land on it, it just fucking breaks out, opens up from under you, and straight down you go.
So if I jump, what if I jump far enough?
Well, no, you can see the trap door. They're actually in the lit room for this.
Oh, okay.
Watch.
I can still jump far.
Look up.
Guess how far I can jump.
No, look up total blackout elimination.
I got a third place ribbon standing long jump at the Junior Olympics in elementary school.
No, that's how they determine how you get out. And I'm just like,
I won participate.
Okay, and when your trap door opens, you can see it's dark in there too. So I'm thinking, what do they have under them for them to land on? Because, you know, when you can't see to gauge your distance.
Fish mops and squids.
You can land fucked up and injure yourself.
You can clip your fucking face if it's not big enough. You can clip your fucking nose and your fucking chin on the edge.
Which? Look up total blackout elimination.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. I can't see it.
This guy's not fast enough for you.
I'm going to put it over here once I find it.
He'll bring it up. Just keep talking. Just keep talking until he finds it. You know, keep the show going.
No, so I started
watching. Just changed subjects. It's funny.
No, Steph and I, when we started watching, because it's on demand and everything, we had Alistair with us.
You demand this, right?
Yeah. Alistair loves it. Yeah. Is that the elimination part of it, or?
And my
There's not that much, that many things in here.
Okay. Well, just go to Total Blackout then, so you guys can see the show, what it's like.
I actually don't care for this show.
This is that one you were saying about the ass.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it was a black guy.
No, I think he's a Hispanic.
Oh, but he's got to be Hispanic and black.
He can be both, can he?
No, that's not him. The one I'm thinking of had a faux hawk.
Is he in a onesie?
Had a faux hawk?
Okay, you know what? I think this show...
It came up to an ass at the end.
That wasn't it. I think that's actually...
That was a different language.
I think the one on Sci-Fi then is based off a European show.
Oh, that's lame.
No original ideas anymore.
Look up Total Blackout Ass Sniff. I don't know.
But you want to see the elimination, right?
I like the suggestions they give you from now on your YouTube channel. People who like this also like this.
No, that's Entering the Darkness.
It fucks up your Google Plus, too.
Watch one, because before you can even enter the room, they'll kill the lights, and then they'll open the door. Well, they had one contestant. The moment they killed the lights, he's like, all right, I'm walking forward, runs right into the door. Before it even opens.
So what are they doing right here?
Can't you stick your arm out?
Okay.
And lemon meringue pie you even guessed for this.
No way.
Yeah. This is great.
Wow. This is going to be where they do the elimination.
That's bad.
It's nice to know that Urkel's working again.
Yeah.
We'll be getting $5,000.
See, either you shoot the trap door in front of
them. This is all for $5,000?
Yeah.
That's it?
They do it only for $5,000.
One, two, three.
Clip your face.
Jump.
Floop.
Congratulations.
That is scary, like he fucking died or something.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay. How does he know how far he's going to brace for the impact?
He lands in a bowl full of cotton balls and pillows.
Maybe. It's a whole fucking...
It's full of cotton balls that go straight to the bottom.
I was like,
it's
a whole pile of boxes. It's a whole pile of boxes, right? A special
couples edition
of
Total... Cool.
Couples edition.
I hate when they do that.
Because then you just realize that your fucking partner just sucks at everything.
No, I saw one.
She is not coordinated. She guessed wrong for everything.
I saw one.
You're not with her because she's smart, okay? You're with her because she fucks.
No, I saw one that was funny as shit. They had this black couple. And what they had to do is
they had to be black.
They were.
And a blackout show. Oh.
But they had to go back and forth, each one.
Black and forth.
Yeah. Reaching into a box for him to get something. Well, the shit for the guy was like easy stuff. Nothing at all. Whereas the one for the girl had rats and cockroaches, all kinds of stuff. So every time she reached in to feel something, she starts flipping out. At one point, she like turns to her guy and just starts fucking slapping him, freaking out.
Oh, hell
just,
no.
No, he's like, no. Why the hell are you slapping me?
Because you talked me into doing this bullshit, and we're going to lose. And
no, he doesn't understand, because everything he's touching, it's nothing. It's like paper clips or paper shavings, things like that. He gets all this easy stuff, and they give her the creepy shit. So he doesn't understand why she's flipping out.
What, he assumes they get the same thing?
I'm guessing.
Ah, that's bullshit. He's going to break it with them, that's why. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You want to break it with your spouse or whatever, or your girlfriend, go on a game show with them.
No, you just have to rely on them.
Give me a ride.
It's over, bitch.
I think
my
it's
doctor's
funny.
Appointment ended at 2. Where the fuck were you?
No, I thought the show was funny though.
There you go.
There, I was doing that earlier. I thought you saw me.
No, I didn't see you. I don't pay attention to you.
Well, we do have to go to a commercial break. We come back. We're going to hear from Jason and why he was so grumpy today. He showed up at my house grumpy as shit.
I wasn't grumpy. I was sad.
He got a case of the Mondays on Saturday.
Well, I've comes walking in. Jason's here. He doesn't seem too happy. Says he doesn't want to do this. I don't know why. So I go walking out. Now, here, you're just a ray of fucking sunshine. Oh, he's just looking like... I'll tell you later. On the right here, I'm trying to guess. He's like, we'll talk about it on the show.
He's got the clap.
I like your guesses too.
Yeah, I asked. I was like, were you the one who took home the tranny hooker and just got your test results back today?
The picture I put up online of fucking
quick test results
of Eric with that fucking tranny shit in Vegas. He thought I went home with her, and I tell you, it was like, what?
Oh yeah. I was like, do you get your test results? I was like, yeah, I got the crabs. See, they're all over my face. Anyway, so we got to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside to help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Caught on my mic.
You do need a better straw. Or at least an umbrella.
Something in my drink, sir. I'm trying to fish it out.
You got chew in your fucking drink?
A little bit.
That's disgusting.
Fuck, it's gonna flow.
It was already in the straw, though. I saw that little black thing.
There you go.
You're gonna drink it out? It's just like a
it's gone.
It's like just a liter full of vomit.
Wow, that's as bad as listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
Ripping Half is on, yeah.
Good save.
Speaking of Wedge Radio Network, you know you can now hear us on Stitcher Smart Radio.
No, I did not.
You can. It's cool because Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your phone, Android, Kindle Fire, anything you got, iPad, tablet, fuck it. You can hear us.
That's what I do. I fuck my tablets.
I'm sure
I have
you
a vagina app.
Yeah, see?
I connect mine to a fleshlight.
I duct tape a fleshlight to my iPad. And then I fuck it.
This is what some POV porn.
Yeah, just exactly. It's for POV porn or animal porn or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Stitcher, it's on demand when you are on the go. If you don't have Stitcher, ladies and gentlemen, you can download it free today at Stitcher.com or at the App Store or Android Store, whatever store. Stitcher, smart radio, the smart way to listen to radio.
And for anyone who's registering, you can just, if you put in the promo code Wedge Radio as one word, You're going to be put into a running to win, possibly win $100.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Who couldn't use $100?
We get a promo code now?
Yeah, promo code.
I kept asking about that. What, they finally contacted you, or you had one the whole time?
No, no. That's when I just started doing it. That was like a week ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We need our own promo code, though. We're plugging on our show. Where's our Ripped in Half promo code?
I'm hosting your shit. Fuck you. You do it yourself.
Anyways, now that we're done with that, welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
I got a weird email from Stitcher. It was going to Stitcher or from Stitcher. It was on my phone, on my Google Outbox, which apparently Google doesn't have an Outbox. It has a sent folder.
Okay.
And I looked up Outbox and said it's some like thing where your phone didn't have contact or your, and so it was like it's a email in limbo.
It was like a draft?
It's not a draft either. I have a draft folder too. It just said Outbox. And I looked up Outbox. People say, it doesn't have an Outbox, you fucking dumb asshole. I have an Outbox. Look at my shit.
Here's a picture. And here's a like screen cap.
Someone else complained about it. And it just, but the email, I didn't send it. And I was going to talk to you because maybe you sent it, but it wasn't when I went on a computer.
I didn't do anything with Stitcher.
Well, when I went on the computer.
Was it like a carbon copy?
Yeah, exactly. It was a carbon copy on an iPhone.
No, like, isn't that what it is? Like, you CC it to somebody else?
No. It said I sent it, but oh. I wasn't using my phone that day. I didn't see it until the next day. And I went on a computer to see if I could find that box. I thought it might have been spam or a virus or something, but that folder's not there on the computer. And they said it only happens on phones.
Huh.
And when I looked at it, when I finally decided like to bear like open and think I was going to get a virus on my phone, it just tells me like the rules of Stitcher.
Wait, and this
it
is
tells me the user. It says a user agreement.
And this is for the Ripped in Half Gmail.
Yeah, it came to the Ripped in Half Gmail.
Wow. No, I have not seen that on there.
When I went on a computer to look at it,
yeah.
To see if like to find out where it was from or where was it
you
going.
Can't
to,
find it.
I can't find it. But on my phone, it was there.
Yeah, because I say I've not done anything with
and
Stitcher.
And I said
either,
I sent it like the day before. I was like, I was even fucking on the phone. But all it is just the user agreement. I thought they're trying to contact us. You know, like, hey, then we get our own promo code. I actually was kind of excited. I was like, oh, because we kept saying about a promo code. They finally fucking said something about it.
You got all excited.
Oh, yeah.
Just type in IRH in the fucking inbox and shit.
Jesus.
So, Jason, what's going on, man?
Now, why am I so bummed out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, why was your ass so raw?
Split his dick in half.
I saw you 4th of July at the bar.
Well, that made me sad.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me sad, too. After I left there, I got home. I was driving home, and as I'm turning around, I got my house. I'm a straight shot from the bar.
Did you run over your cat?
No, it's not even worse than that.
Oh, worse than your cat?
He ate his cat.
Make it right down my street, and as I'm turning into my street, and since I live in a corner, I have to make a full turn into my driveway, I get fucking pulled over.
You got DUI.
As I'm turning the corner, the lights are flashing, but I'm still doing the whole motion to turn into my driveway since, one, it's right on the corner as a loop.
Yeah.
And I see the lights as I'm doing all that whole motion. It's like, oh, fuck. And it's like, it's for me. And, yeah, I got fucking pulled over. And I got a DUI. And I got arrested.
Fuck.
I fucking spent the night in jail.
In front of your house, you got a DUI?
In my driveway.
Did they at least leave your car there?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because I was... No, it was fucked up. I was there. I had to get booked. Like, had to do the fucking, like, the field sobriety. I turned down a couple of them. And they kept, like, getting mad at me. And I actually, for a second, idiot, actually did some of them.
Wait, which one did you do?
I had to walk forward, tell my head back, turn around, and come back.
Did you... But you did not do the breathalyzer.
I didn't get a breathalyzer. I got blood tested when I got to the... When I actually got to the station. Mm-hmm. I actually got, you know, printed... And then all the fucking fingerprints. They did the side of my hand, too. That was weird. They had some weird scanner. They did this.
That's weird.
Put the side of your hand like a karate chop thing. And put
I was going to say, that's for karate.
And it scanned just the side of your hand.
Huh.
And plus, I had to get all my fingerprints. And that fucking ink sticks forever to get the fuck out, too.
It's not like at the bank where you just rub it off.
Yeah, and just rub it on the fucking paper and all kinds of people. No, that took like 2 days to come off. It was like a fucking bullshit reminder.
Well, now, this is your first one, though, right?
It is my first one.
So you can do the retarded class and get it whitewashed.
Well, it still has a lot of, like, I don't know, like, the internet fucking fucks up. Like, it has all these fucking, SEOs? Search engine optimization thing, where people just have, like, it's all fucking lawyers telling you, like, you need to hire a lawyer.
Call Miles L. Berman.
I looked at that first, dude.
Use promo code Wedge Radio Network.
Miles L. Berman.
He'll fight for you.
I was like, I got to fucking download a Heidi Frosty and Frank episode of find out the promo code.
they talked about it. He was on their show the day before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know there's a banner on his site, too. And, like, all it would really suck. Like, I got it there. I had to fucking, you know, sleep there. And, like, there's already a bunch of guys in there, and they pretty much took up the whole spot.
Yeah.
Like, the benches are taking up, some guys sleeping there. Everyone's on the floor.
You have to try to find
asleep.
Some sort of, like, corner of the room or, like,
yeah.
some sort of
and
wall.
Mine was next to
and then you have no socks, so if you start to fall asleep and then some dude touches his foot against your foot and it wakes you up completely.
I got to keep my shoes.
What? Say, they took my shoes.
Everyone got to keep their shoes. And
you had a DUI?
Yeah, I had one.
And I have never had a DUI. I actually got out of one.
You don't drive.
And I've got it.
I've gotten out of plenty of one. Yeah, of them. Like I've been pulled over so many times. I'm like, well, I'm just going over here. I was just like, you know, tell the truth.
That's what I thought. Because I fucking like I'm an idiot too. I said, you've been drinking. It's like, well, yeah, but I'm already home.
Yeah,
I'm already in my driveway. I'm not a threat to myself or anyone else now. And my process in that is that because it wasn't.
You should have just ran.
It wasn't.
Lock up doors.
No, I'm not coming out. No.
Yeah. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Well, the thing is, if you would have made it into your house and he knocks, there's nothing he could do. You can even open your door and leave your screen door closed.
The lights are already on. Parked there. I just like can continue like oblivious to him at all and just walk into the house.
Yeah. As far as you know, you never saw him there. He cannot come walking into your house. He can't force his way or nothing.
You can get a warrant.
And what's he gonna find?
Yeah, like
nothing.
Look, no, but like he's going to take that time.
I'm in the house,
warrant.
Downing it, vomiting.
Getting all kind of. I got drunk afterwards.
I was telling my.
What did you swerve? Like,
no.
Do you remember doing anything, or did you just
not signal?
Proper traffic violation.
I signal.
Nobody pulled you over for.
YOLO.
Fuck, I don't know because like to me like going.
He
to
has to tell you why he pulled you over.
Oh no, he didn't, and that's something that's in my head because he told me he's like, "Have you been drinking?" Like an idiot, I said yes, and his response was, "That's why you're driving like an idiot," and that made me feel kind of bad because like I didn't do that. Like I couldn't think in my head like, "No, really?" Because to me everything's so routine. It's like I drive, make the turn, and I don't have to since my house is right there in the corner of the like the next corner coming up. I don't have to. I don't usually go into the lane. I actually drive a little more inward. And I turn, and that's it. I was like, if it was, I was accelerating maybe too fast in the turn. But now, to break the speed limit, by the time I even hit 40 or 45, whatever it is, I'm already slowing down to make my turn into my house. This is the part I can't understand.
No, fight it.
I need a fucking lawyer then, don't I?
Miles L. Berman.
How am I? I can't defend myself.
You can. I did that, and it cost me about $3,000.
Yeah, because if you defend yourself, your client's an idiot.
Well, I'm expensive.
No, you can find out just due to the fact that when you have to show about your court appearance.
Yeah.
Let judge know you plead not guilty on the grounds that you were never told why you're pulled over, and therefore do not believe that you
and
were pulled over for any probable cause.
After I got my,
hope that the cop doesn't even show up, so you just dismiss it.
Does it work the same way as a traffic violation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is a traffic violation.
No, like the way like you need a speeding ticket, and like it's like is a cop here.
Well, no, you don't treat it like a speeding ticket, but it's more of a like it is more or less a traffic violation.
And then I have to go to the DMV and do the same thing. I have to
get an SR22.
That's different. No, I have to.
If you want to keep driving, you have to get an SR22.
Well, I called the DMV like safety something, whatever it was. It said in the back that call within 10 days. I called that. For some sort of meeting or whatever.
Oh, so you have to do the whole court thing with the DMV?
Yeah, so I got to
keep your license.
Well, because it extends a little bit past my. I have license for 30 days right now. I have a paper that says I can drive. They took my license.
Yeah.
I have no ID. Well, I found my old ID, and I went to the DMV on Friday, which spent 4 hours.
Just
in
getting
line,
an ID instead
in line,
of a, yeah.
Everyone had all kinds of serious shit. No, I'm there just wait in line for 4 hours outside the DMV and the DVD and DMV.
You're watching FX, the DVD on TV?
Yeah. I saw the extras and the latest footage.
It was cool, and then there was commercials.
And then spent a half hour in there. The system broke.
Oh fuck!
And I had to like they had to call one name at a time, one number at a time.
Oh Jesus Christ!
What really sucks is they gave me some number like G. 089. As soon as I'm walking, they said, "Now calling G87, G88." It's like, cool, I'm next. No, another hour went by. They
called my ass. You got one of those fucked up numbers that takes forever for them to call you.
Because everyone was going by A and like A and F. A and F were just fucking flying through.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while they call like some weird like a J.
Well, depending on what it is, like if it's someone just paying something, those go by you a lot quicker. Well, than if you're trying to get something done.
I think the A's are people with appointments.
Well, probably.
No.
I don't know how they do the system.
No, they, you know what the appointment thing is? This is like the stupidest thing about the appointments. All the appointment is you don't have to stand in line waiting to go to the desk and get a ticket. That's all the appointment is.
When you have a ticket, you'll go faster.
No, but that's all the appointment is you can go right up through the cheat line used for wheelchair people and go up there. Yeah, I have an appointment. I'm here for this. And they give you a ticket.
I see the benefit in that because I waited in that fucking line outside for a good fucking three and a half hours.
Where'd you go?
Redlands.
Why? Oh. That's the worst. That's the worst DMV around here.
Everyone's saying San Bernardino is closed.
Oh, what, yeah. You know, I think it is closed. I think San Bernardino is closed because they're remodeling it.
They're giving like kiosks and shit like that, so things would be fast for people.
You know what I did?
They said the nearest one after that is like Banning and Fontana and Riverside.
No, when I moved here and had to get my license changed over, what I did is I waited till a Saturday and went to Riverside.
It's open on Saturdays?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the Riverside now. The Riverside one was open like two or three Saturdays a month. So I went there, and there's like next to nobody there because most people don't know it about it. So yeah, I was in, had to take a fucking writing test to get my license changed over, and I was out with a fucking license.
Yeah, see. Like, I've been there certain days. Like, they said Fridays and Mondays are the worst days, and I've been there during the week. I've been in and out, even like with no appointment, coming in midday, like where it's really like people might be getting out of work doing it or trying to get off a break and like half a day for themselves. And I've been in and out real fucking fast. But like
I have done that too, which surprised me.
I was surprised it was open on Friday because for a while they were only open like
one Friday a month,
and then they said
it's like
now,
the first or third.
Like the first or third Friday was the only time they're open. So I was surprised they brought it back to this every Friday again.
I think the only reason why they did that is because the San Bernardino one's closed right now.
Yeah, and plus there's one day. Well, that makes it like let's cut a whole branch rather than fucking like give people days off and shit like that. But also now the hours are really weird now. Like sometimes it opens at 7. Like 3 days of the week it opens at 7, and the other days it opens at 8. But it's open a little. It takes a little longer before it closes.
Huh.
It's some weird hours. I can't understand it. But yeah, with one of the worst things of it, besides now I have a DUI and I have a lot of bullshit to deal with right now. Like I feel like shit. Like I really do. Like, I don't know. Just like fucking like.
Did you pick where you're gonna do your community service yet?
No, I got it like the other day.
Okay, you're gonna go to the Banning, right? For that or no? Once you go to court, they're gonna tell you they could probably go to the Banning to
do what?
To basically set up your community service thing. So when you set that up,
what happens on my arraignment? What do I do?
You either go there like I'm guilty or I'm not.
I don't know. See, I don't even know what to say.
That's right. If you want, you can call a lawyer. You can try to get out of it. But if you have to go through it, tell them you want to work at the Norco horse ranch.
I don't want to work horses.
No, because like I went there one day, like because I did that and never worked an entire day. Got credit for an entire day.
Got a ride for free.
And they, I didn't get a chance to ride any of the horses.
Oh,
But there was one day, like a couple days, where I showed up, and they're like, you know what, we got nothing for you to do, so you guys can go home. And the guys are fucking cool.
Dude, you know what
And you got 8 hours.
You know what's funny is...
Good advice, but I'm like a person with the worst luck in the whole world, where like they'd actually have me do shit. Like, I'll have this kind of look where they won't like it. Even though I come with smiles.
Just ask them. Just like if you show up on time, they say like when I went, they're like, okay, you have 18 days of community service, but because you showed up on time for this to set it up, we're going to knock off 6 days.
Yeah.
Just because I showed up on time, because so many people don't. And then they add days. So they took like 6 days off of my
thing.
I'm one
of people who don't show up on time. I'm not really like
just make punctual. Sure you fucking show
punctual.
Up on time.
Like, no, you're not.
I'm not punctual. I have like I'll sleep. I'll
you and Eric both.
I'll undersleep. I fucking like I don't know. If I do show up on time, that means I'm running off no sleep up there.
Yeah.
And I'll just look all fucked up and they won't like me.
You know, it's funny. I remember when I was a teenager doing community service because I did some fucked up shit as a teen. I was always in trouble. And the community service we had to do, some of it was kind of funny. Because we had to do the occasional go to where people will spray paint graffiti and paint over it. Sometimes we had to sandblast it. And for the most part, the people we got
can
like...
draw new ones?
No, and the thing is, for the most part, the people that we got hooked up with, like, you know, the leaders of this, you know, they would, for every hour we worked, they'd sign off 2 or 3 hours.
That's cool.
So we'd work 4 hours, and they'd sign off 8.
Then we all go to McDonald's.
No, and then there was a time we went to a horse ranch.
In-N-Out.
We went to a horse ranch. For like an hour, we had
City
to...
ain't paying for In-N-Out. Come on.
No, for an hour, we had to shovel horse shit. Then for the next 3 hours...
It's not that bad.
No, hold on, hold on. For the next 3 hours after that...
Don't knock it till you try it, right?
I'm shoveling my
No, it's actually not. It was, it's not hard work. We had to do that for 1 hour.
Swing low.
Yeah. No, you have a good conversation with cool people. Yeah. You meet a lot of nice people.
Yeah, but the thing is, we did that for 1 hour.
Then for the next like you.
For the next 3 hours,
and they rode horses.
No, for the next 3 hours, rode the horses.
Oh, God damn you, lucky bitch.
And then got an extra 4 hours signed off. No, you think that's lucky. You know what I did one day for community service?
Hmm.
Went and watched The Waterboy.
What?
Yes.
That's torture.
I didn't even have... No.
And the government paid for it.
Yeah, they did. They did.
What?
We did not pay our own tickets.
We just didn't get popcorn.
No. We got drinks. We got popcorn. We got fucking nachos. We didn't pay a dime. The government paid for it. For an hour and a half movie, and we had 8 hours signed off.
Oh my God. Nice. That's nice.
That was cool awesome.
You guys tell these cool stories, which I'm going to come, like, think it's going to Disneyland now, and I'm going to
no, be don't. No, no, never no. Take Caltrans. Never take Caltrans.
Fine. I won't.
Never take it. That's the worst thing. You know, the people
riding
picking
on
up
the
stuff
bus,
on the highway.
Riding on the bus. Road.
You get in the van. They take you there, and then they say, hey, take your lunch because you're going to need it, and they make you work every second of the time that you have to, and then they have you do like a 30-minute lunch thing where you have to sit in the van and eat, and like that sounds horrible.
Let's see, I don't even know what I'm gonna be able to do.
You can opt for what you want to do.
Yeah.
So it's tell them that you want to work at the horse ranch in Norco, if you have to go to Banning.
Last time I got pulled over though,
I have to go to San Bernardino courthouse.
Where the fuck do you get? Oh,
I got pulled over in front of my house.
Yeah, no, I got when I got pulled over in pretty much like Norco, but yeah. I still had to go there to get my assignment for my community service. Mm-hmm. So you're probably still gonna have to go there.
See, what really sucks. Like I, you know what problem is? I think because I didn't get pulled over by Highland Sheriff, I got pulled over by San Bernardino County Sheriff.
Okay.
Because usually I've been pulled over by Highland Sheriff before, and they're like they actually like talk to you really cool, like a person. Not like a fucking think like person.
Well, because it's San Bernardino.
They actually talk to you like you're already a piece of shit.
Yeah,
I like an idiot too. Like I'm not an idiot, but like, I'm just there. I'm just trying to talk to him. Like, hey, how's your fucking Fourth of July been going? And he ignores me.
When I got pulled over, the one like, time
I tried to tell him what I did today, he didn't want that either.
So I woke up, made a sandwich.
I was like, they didn't like I was in the jail cell. I was like, these guys don't like chit chat, do they? I was like, no, they do not. It was like, you couldn't even interact. You couldn't even make them laugh. It was fucking so fucked up.
The one time I got pulled over, and I should have had a DUI. I was drunk, but that's not why I got pulled over. I drove fine. What happened is, after I got off work one day from U-Haul, I was working at U-Haul at the time. I went to the Dirty Bird in Redlands because I also did work there as a bouncer. I'm drinking. Meet this chick. She's fucking hot. We hit it off. We're heading back to her place.
I don't believe your story anymore.
Ha ha. We're heading back.
Hot chick in Redlands talking to you?
Yeah, I know. Surprising, huh? I was also 20 pounds lighter at the time.
Dear Penthouse, you never believe what happened to me.
Yeah. Penthouse, shit. This went on smut. This went to smut. No,
she called the. She got a DUI just for plowing her.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're heading to her place. She lives in Ukiah. Oh, right. Fuck, whatever. I get pulled over, and I'm pulled over by fucking Redland Smash. Those guys usually are assholes. Dude pulls me over. I'm like, fuck. He comes up, what was up with that swerving you did? And I explained to him, I was like, look, it's not that I swerved. I was smoking my cigarette. The chick fucking took my cigarette and then dropped it on my floorboard. I pulled over to get the cigarette so it doesn't burn my fucking car. oh, it's a red line. I can't park here, so I pull up a little more. No more red line. Then pull over. Got the cigarette. Put it out. Have you been drinking?
I wish I talked that cordial when they pulled me over.
No, I told him that. He's like, have you been drinking? I was like, yeah, I had some.
See, those are things I thought would get me out.
I know. No,
right
I was
in my house.
No, they hate when you lie to them. You should be honest. But
yeah, and that's why I did. I was being honest. Yeah, where are you coming from? So I'm coming from the Flamingo.
But I could also not talk. I guess an option, too. Like, you can not talk and not do the fucking sobriety test.
That's
and
what
then all they have to go on, all they have to go on is just the blood test when it comes in.
No, you know, the funny thing is I found out, technically, when you get pulled over, you don't even have to roll down your window.
We got to give them the ID.
No, you don't. There's nothing that's required by law for you to roll down your window.
When I open my door to give my ID and registration,
you don't have
and
to do
license?
That. You don't have to do that. If your window is if your window's rolled up, then they cannot ask for the stuff, and you are not required by law to roll down your window.
What do you do? Just sit there?
Yep.
And do what?
Either he leaves
Play
or whatever.
Tetris.
You don't have to do it.
I just see what happens if you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't.
It doesn't matter. What
anyways,
what you can do, you could do. I wonder what happens when you do.
Well, they cannot open the door and drag you out.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to finish this bottle. I'm going to try this again. And see what happens.
Anyway, so...
This story's about me, so shut the fuck up.
So the officer asked me, so where are you coming from? I was like, I'm coming from the Flamingo, you know, where I work.
Bug.
Yeah. So I don't come from Flamingo, where I work. He's all, have you been drinking? I was like, yeah. How much have you had to drink? I was like, honestly, officer, I couldn't tell you. I've had some beers and I have some mixed drinks. I have no idea how much I've had. I couldn't tell. I don't know.
See, I thought I'd get a cool guy like that.
No. So the officer said no. So the officer
and then snuggle them.
No.
You
so the
answer that.
Oh, so the officer asked for my license, registration, insurance. Well, I give it to him. He runs it, comes back, and at the same time, two more cars pull up.
Ooh,
that's Redlands.
That's
for
a
you.
Bad sign.
No, that's
no. That's Redlands.
That's Redlands.
Really?
That's, yeah.
That is
he's Redlands.
White though.
Doesn't matter. That is Redland Smash. Smash.
I've got pull over Redlands.
Smash does not play around. They don't. They are. Notorious for being fuckers.
Not even Smash, just Redlands. There's nothing else to do. Oh, I got pulled over the same way.
That's like Laverne, like getting people for parking
one
the other way
over,
on the
one more came
parking
out,
stall.
And one came down the street just circling around.
No, there was three cop cars with their lights on lined up behind me. So anyways, the cop comes back. Hey, I need you to step out. I'm like, all right. So he's like, I'm going to do a field sobriety test. All right, whatever. And so he tells me, the way we're going to start this is you're to stand straight, feet together, arms to your side. As soon as you said that, bam, got in the position.
And you think you're good, too.
No.
You think you're good.
So he had me do, like, all sorts of field sobriety tests. I would pass it. I passed every one.
He unzipped his pants. Blow on this.
Yeah. That came after.
You passed that one.
And then he came after.
I did.
Oh! Ring that bell, though, sir.
Yeah. I say, if he didn't, I was about to.
Please get me out of this parking. Please get me a ticket. Please get me a ticket.
No, the fucked up thing is, the chick that's in the car, the whole time kept trying to get out of the car to tell the cops off. And while they're telling her to get back in the car, I'm staring forward, eyes aside, I'm yelling at her, looking at the cop, I'm yelling at her to get the fuck back in the car. And the cops have me.
That's threatening, though. If you're looking at someone, you're yelling.
No,
I'm yelling at this person, but
no,
I'm looking
but
at you.
No, he knows I'm talking to her. So
I know, but that's
because he's telling her, too. Well, I'm told to stare straight ahead. So he has me do like
bitch,
six
get back
or,
in the car.
He has me do like six or seven different field sobriety tests. And
but
I pass them.
You know that doesn't matter, and you can refuse those two now.
Yeah, I know, but I knew I could pass them. That's the thing, and I did. And what I didn't know is that if they do that, they're not allowed to do a breathalyzer. I didn't
is that
know
why
that.
I have a breathalyzer?
Yeah, I didn't know that. So after I did the test, he walks off and comes back to do the breathalyzer. Does all now we're gonna do this? As you can see, it's still wrapped, not tampered with. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. So I do the whole blow test. Afterwards,
pass those. Though.
Yeah. Afterwards, he zipped up.
At least in my mind, he always passed them.
No. And he tells me, and he tells me, all right. So you're a little bit over the limit. I was like, oh, I'm like, okay. Still in position, too, mind you. You know, hands on the hood, ass out.
Oh, okay.
At least you said it before we did.
Yeah.
That's why I said it. He's all.
I was not even thinking that, though.
So he's all.
Because I would never think of that.
Anyways, he's all.
My heart will go down.
So you're a little over the limit. So this is what we're going to do.
You're a little.
No. So he's all. So this is what we're going to do.
America. That was America. This is in America.
Jumping jacks.
No, and this is what tripped me out. I was like, wow, this is cool. Because he's all, this is what we're going to do. Make sure she gets home. Drive safe. Have a good night.
I've gotten that
and
way.
No,
I've
and then
gotten
he,
that way, too.
Yeah, no, and he turns, starts walking off, and then he stops and turns back to me. He's like, oh, and by the way, thanks for all the help you provide at the bar.
Oh.
I was like, no, officer, thank you.
Oh, so he was
in the car.
He knew who you were. He's like, I'm going to let this guy off.
No,
I'm going to let him suck my dick first.
No, the thing is, I've never actually met this cop. I've never met him. I've met some of the others, including the Smash Chief, who was a regular at the bar. And he'd come
I've gotten the same way out.
No, and he was regular at the bar and always came in on duty, too. Come walking in, start talking with me. Hey, you guys got the fights on, this and that. No, how's it going tonight? You know,
not that
fucking banter back and forth. So, yeah, he's like, yeah, thanks for all the help you do at the bar. I was like, oh, dude, thank you.
Just gave you
have a good
shit,
night.
Apparently,
yeah. I was like, "Have a good night."
They probably intended to get you out a long time ago.
Dude, I was
he pulls you over.
Holy shit!
See, that's how I got out when I was 18, and I worked for Jersey's. That was next door to you guys.
Oh, you worked at Jersey's?
Yeah, I worked at Jersey's.
Dude, those people are fuckers.
Yeah.
Dude, the owner's an ass.
Yes.
He's an asshole.
Every time,
a sexist motherfucker.
He's a sexist and he's a fucking piece of shit. He hates everybody. He hates his own friends. His old friends were like, hey, you know, get us some, like, you know, some cheese bread with some pepperoni. And he goes like, yeah, I gotta make fucking cheese bread for these fucking assholes. At the same time, these assholes, like, will fucking talk shit to us. Like, I'm Dave's friend. Like, he fucking, like, it was their excuse for everything that went wrong with their order.
Now, I doubt he was there when you were working there, but the bartender they had there.
Sal?
I was going to say, he had short blonde hair when he was gay. Did he still work? Was he there when you worked there?
Oh, James.
Yeah. He was a cool guy.
James is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
He still works there.
Does he?
I went there a few months ago. I'm still there.
That's cool. James, he's a real cool guy.
There's another guy who worked like on the band nights for them. And sometimes his band kept playing. That guy was a fucking piece of shit, too.
Yeah.
He was a kiss ass to Dave. We always had to fuck. The only time we ever had to do everything, like, we had a whole scrub, the whole fucking floor.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just said, like, mop it up, clean it, you know, do a good job. He made us do everything, and he's just such a kiss ass to the fucking owner.
The one down the street from Jersey's, I forgot what it's called. It was almost like Irish place. What?
Joe Greensleeves?
No.
The Falcon?
Yeah, the Royal Falcon.
The Falconer. They got mites in their fucking taps, I want to say.
The Falconer, also known as the Royal Falcon, is what it's known to.
The Falconer. That's what we just call it.
Okay. Falconer. You heard what happened to the owner, right? Like 2 years ago?
What?
Hung himself.
Good. I'm glad. Never met the guy.
Never met him. He was a nice guy.
I heard he was an avid collector of Christmas ornaments.
I didn't know that. He wasn't a bad guy, but yeah.
He was born on Christmas. You know that? That's
really?
Why. Yeah. He was born on Christmas.
No, I guess his debts got...
No, I'm lying. Because actually his mom was born on Christmas, and he loves mom so much. And he fucking... That's why he bought those every year of her birthday after she died.
I thought he was just...
Every birthday she died.
No, apparently his debts got so high he killed himself.
Yeah, fucking hung himself.
What debts? What is he? He's fucking has a. He's like he played the horses all the time. Like that's a fucking good bar. A lot of people went there at like lunchtime, after work, before work.
It seemed that way, but no. Actually, they're fucking in a lot of debt. The bar wasn't doing so well. It really wasn't. They had two locations too, and yeah, they were going belly under.
When we were working in Jersey, we just called it the old man bar.
Yeah,
because no one we knew went there. No one young.
I've been there twice, and it wasn't bad. Actually, late at night, yeah, there was a lot of a younger crowd, and it wasn't bad at all.
See, like, we always knew we just, during the day, since, like, we never met people, just people's suits, people working around Redlands, like, the downtown Redlands area.
So it's like a
frog. For lunch. Yeah. Oh, no.
Every bar is that during the day. Bunch of old people.
But these are suits, like, coming in their actual, like, real jobs and coming in there.
Yeah.
These are suits coming in. That fucking just, like, some old retired guy just to stay all day drinking. Hits on other old women and just flirts with fucking whoever bartender's working.
Speaking of deaths, Andy Griffith passed away.
You got that song in there queued up? No, you don't. Fucking
no.
No need for that now.
Now he's doing a terrible job.
You are doing it. Too much air in that fucking whistle.
Mm-hmm. It's the way the mic's picking up.
It's just, I would not want to hear this on headphones. I'm hearing it now and it sucks. I heard the Lassie song.
I don't know that one.
A lot of whistling things back in the day, right?
There's a do-do-do-do-do-do.
Actually, now I want
to... Here we go.
There are lyrics to the song. Did you know that?
You know there's lyrics to the... Oh, what the hell is that?
MASH?
Bonanza.
If you're Bonanza, really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Don't be mad.
Yeah, those are the lyrics.
No, look that up.
Did you ever see the movie The Pest with John Leguizamo?
No.
Yeah, they actually referenced that. He is supposed to be... he's acting as an Asian guy in a karaoke place, and he gets called up random, and they play a random song. Turns out it's a Bonanza one, and yeah, there really is lyrics. And he's like, wait, there's fucking lyrics for this song? Turns out Bonanza has lyrics.
Type in Beyonce, Andy Griffin.
What?
Oh, it's a mashup.
Yeah. And it works.
This
too.
Is a big band.
It works.
Well, there's the what was that? Holla Back Girl. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Holla Back Girl.
Holla Back Girl. It's Hava Nagila.
It's a Jewish
version
of the song.
And Holla Back Girl, and it works perfectly.
Hanukkah Back Girl.
Hanukkah Back Girl.
No, you know, what actually is one of the most surprising mashups I've heard, and it fit perfectly. It's Lady Gaga's.
Poker face?
No. Lady Gaga's Judas mixed with Judas Priest Painkiller.
I've heard that.
That's
okay.
It's not great. Actually, which, play it. I want you to play it.
No, we'll play mine first.
Well, I'm looking.
Okay,
wait, what's
we'll
it called?
We'll play yours, and then we'll do the other one.
Damn, I wish I knew the DJ for that one.
In fact, you look it up.
I don't see it in the YouTubes.
It's not in the YouTubes?
It's not in the YouTubes?
Let me get my phone.
Apparently, it's not part of the Willennium.
Well, what tech?
It's
no.
Not part of the Willennium.
It's a pre-Willennium. It's a post-Willennium.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's after the nines?
It's after the nines, yeah. It's post-nines.
Damn.
I was so embarrassed when, like, because, like, okay, getting jiggy with it wasn't a bad song.
That was horrible.
It wasn't a bad song for the
with
most
the big
part.
Puffy jackets, the blue jacket, the big puffy blue jacket.
It just reminded me of
it should be matched with my hair back and forth. See, that sounds works out.
No, you know what? Okay. I was on.
It was just like I'm looking at pictures of retards here on YouTube with Andy Griffith and Beyonce mashup.
Now, I went on YouTube the other day. Because Alistair and I, we watched that show on there, the Angry Video Game Nerd. And I went on through the Xbox.
Does he still make new ones, or is that about it?
I think he still does make new ones, but I watch him on YouTube right now, so it's all the previously aired shit.
Yeah, like the one with Jason and all that.
Yeah. Well, my 3-year-old Alistair loves this show. The moment the music starts playing, he sings the words. Apparently, Steph was telling me yesterday, he was in the bathtub singing the song, too. And when it came to the part about, you know, the skunk eating the skunk's asshole,
mm-hmm.
Well, he knows...
Take a diarrhea shit.
Yeah, no, the buffalo, you'd rather have a buffalo shit take, or buffalo take a diarrhea shit in his ear. He'd rather eat the
inside of a skunk's asshole or something.
Well, yeah, of a roadkill. Alistair knows.
No, Jason's on the phone. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Alistair knows he's not allowed to say asshole, so when he gets to that part of the song, he kind of whispers it.
That's funny.
Not great.
Oh, this one?
But anyways, they had us.
Yeah. Wait.
It works, though. It works.
Yeah.
Chew it up. Is it in the video?
There's no video.
I hate this Beyonce song, though.
Yeah, it's retarded. And
but
I hate when people do that finger thing.
It works,
like
though.
You just
it
did. Works. I hate
the
that.
The whistle works for this fucking song, though.
Yeah.
All right. Lady Gaga, Judas Priest mashup.
Can I go smoke a cigarette with this happening? Because this song sucks.
It does not.
I've heard it.
If you want to go have a cigarette, Wedge and I will talk. Go for it. Go ahead. Go take a quick
smoke. I didn't know if someone ripped in half comes to Wedge and fucking Steve out.
You're the one wanting to leave for a cigarette. No. But I'm trying to explain because you did the whole
Kevin Smith. He's like fucking seven shows.
No, you're talking about the whole hair back and forth thing. Willow Smith has a new one on YouTube that I found. Because when you go through YouTube on the Xbox, they have, you know, what's popular now, and they'll give that.
That's how YouTube works. Don't worry. It's not exclusive to the Xbox. It just works that way.
Well, they had one with her, so I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'll see what her new thing is.
Why would you do that?
Wait, who?
Willow Smith.
Oh, Willow
actually,
Smith.
I did it because I
thought. Oh, he has Men in Black 3.
I thought Alistair might like it. Because he does the whole hair back and forth thing as a joke. I thought maybe he'd like it. The song is not bad. It's not. And it's one of those songs that has a message, just which is cool.
How about you turn the your man card in right now?
No. The problem is...
And I'll pee on it for you.
No, the problem is, you hear this girl's voice coming from somebody who looks like a 10-year-old Will Smith. She looks exactly like her father.
So she has big ears and a mustache?
Okay, minus the goatee. She has his nose, no, his lips, his chin, his eyes.
Mustache.
No, his eyes,
and he's had
his ears,
since fresh
and his hair. Like fucking shit. What the hell is this?
How about girl? It fits really well, huh? Because it's the same beat.
Okay,
just so you hear it.
Briefly, I found it.
Okay, briefly play it, and then I've got one more for you that you will like, and it fits great.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
You only get one. I only got one.
Come on,
and he's only one. He's never get any more because that shit sucks balls.
That was terrible.
This and isn't that bad. I think it's like it's weird. I like it because it's weird.
That is terrible.
I hate it because it's terrible.
You don't like Hava Nagila? What's wrong?
No,
with you?
I don't.
You anti-Semite?
Yes.
No, it's because I can't lift him up on a chair.
That too.
There's only two of us.
This one, the guy who made this did a great job.
That's on the video.
Yeah, the video's cool. The video goes in sync. Put it up.
So Jason videos. So I had to stop this. And...
Yeah, the video goes perfectly in sync with this.
I've heard this though. Dubstep punk. For someone who doesn't like dubstep.
Nothing like dubstep.
You can say this does not sound like a dubstep song?
No. It does not sound like dubstep.
I actually kind of like it. I'm kind of like, I'm digging this.
This is fucking awesome. Dude, the video goes perfect with it.
About 2 years old.
What?
About like 2 years old.
I love this.
Yeah, I've heard this before. I know I'm looking for mashups all the time.
Have you heard the Metallica Stevie Wonder mashup?
Oh my god. Play it.
There's so many shits. Like, what the fuck? We'll just do this whole downward spiral of just fucking mashups.
I know.
Like,
hey,
like
let's look at mashups.
Welcome to Rip and Half Mashup Hour.
Yeah.
Wait, no. What was it again?
Metallica Stevie Wonder.
There's no way you can have Metallica.
Yes.
On
dude, this is.
They don't allow that type of
no,
thing.
No,
no.
Now,
no.
I'll say this. I'm sorry. The Judas Priest lady.
Wait, okay. What song is it? Tell me it's like that one is like, I love you more
just,
tomorrow,
just
whatever
watch.
Song.
Just play Judas. It and you'll see.
Right there.
This one right here?
Well, let's get the SEO one.
Dude, there's a.
Dude, Lady Gaga's sexy. I don't give a fuck what anyone else says.
What?
She's not. You know, I bang the shit out of her.
Have you seen her without her shit?
No.
Without her gaga-ness?
Oh, God.
It was Katy Perry.
No,
Katy Perry's ugly anyways.
Same thing as... No, there you go. Neck down?
Right here.
Fine. Very
superstitious. Oh, my God. That's cool.
Yeah. Dude, they've got a Slipknot Justin Bieber one.
I heard that one.
That one...
We did that on the show.
That one's interesting. They're... Fuck. I remember the one, it's Nirvana.
Fucks.
No, there's one with Nirvana, and I forgot the other band. It's one that has a long intro, but when put together, it was like, wait, wow, that sounds good.
Can't tell you,
in fact, to find, if you want to find all the ones, the guy who did this video, or this mashup, did the Lady Gaga Juice Priest one, it's called Wax Audio.
Right there, uploaded
yeah.
by Wax Audio.
Yeah,
Wax Audio.
No Wax, and he has his own website too, where
he
you
also
can
makes
play
spaghetti,
all.
Mr. Wax Audio.
No, man, if you go to Wax Audio,
it's been mashed up by Mr. Wax Audio.
Wax Audio, Picard. It's me, Wax Audio.
My Stevie Wonder Metallica. Remember Mr. Wax Audio. I like this. This is cool.
No, if you
this is actually really good.
If you go to Wax Audio's website, he's got every song he's ever done.
Just click down Show More and look. And
no,
find his website.
I don't want to see.
Yeah, WaxAudio.com is right there.
Yeah, if you go to his
Australian,
if you go to his full-on website, it's all listed everything that he's ever done. He's got some interesting shit.
He's Australian.
He's got one. Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
That one's cool. He's done a couple of Metallica and Iron Maiden mixed with Indian music, like, you know, the Dot on the Forehead Indian.
Not that the
which
drums
sounds
on the American
really
Indian.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's not the, you know, the slot machine Indians.
No.
It's not just done by the ring.
Not the poker Indians, but the, yeah. You know,
it's not the turquoise
it's
jewelry.
It's not the clicking of the chips.
Indians.
No.
It's the slapping of the cards, Indians.
No. It's the worshipping of the cattle Indians.
This is almost as good. Almost as good as a cappella metal.
Oh. Yeah, you want to hear us fucking a cappella?
Oh, shit. You can never say something obscure that he wouldn't have a reference for.
Look
you
up,
really can't. You try to trip this guy
look
out.
Up, John Williams is the man.
A cappella.
Yes.
No, there,
there's a
John
guy.
Was,
no,
the
there's
man.
This guy.
John Williams is man. No, he's not.
No, there's a guy. What he did is John Williams done a lot of Steven Spielberg work. So what this guy did is he took the music for Superman, Jaws, Indiana Jones, E.T., all kinds of stuff, and he's put Star Wars lyrics to the music. But instead of hearing the music, he sings them to the tune of the music itself. And he...
sounds like Bill Murray on Saturday Night Live.
What he's done, though, is...
is there another video called Danny Elfman
four,
is the man?
There's four different clips of him. He's wearing different shirts, so it's pretty much a four square.
I know how it works.
It's four square of him
yeah,
to make these different tunes. And it's actually pretty neat.
No, I actually know what you're talking about. I've seen that video.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it is.
I didn't like it.
I was very impressed with this
I've seen those
guy.
Kind of videos before, so I just pretty much listened to like 30 seconds
well,
and stopped.
Well, no, you have the one that was done by the main guy, and many people since then have tried to redo
his thing. It's like one person
around
the world.
No, it's like joking. All these different people trying to redo way. The same thing. Look it up real quick. John Williams is the man a cappella.
You really got to stop doing stuff, he says.
No, please. It's cool. All right. Actually, we'll do that after we come back from a break.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Let's hope we have something.
We're going to have this queued up for you guys so you can hear it.
No, I need to call my lawyer.
What
do I do?
You know, while we listen to that and take a break, you can go have your smoke and talk to you, call you up your lawyer. This is Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving, walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust.
So all you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. Currently, it's just Steve, just me. Jason went out to call his lawyer because, you know, he's
this is a Steve show.
Yeah, Jason's got his DUI. And the Wedge is currently looking up the video because, as promised, we're going to play
that. Is this
that.
It right here?
Star Wars, John Williams is the man.
No, it's the four square.
Four square.
Yeah, what's it say up top? I can't see it from here.
Okay, yeah.
No,
Acapella tribute. Yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
Does it say John Williams is a man?
Yeah.
Yeah, this right here.
No advertisement. Fuck.
I hate it. You know, I hate when YouTube started doing the advertisement crap.
No,
and you actually clicked on the advertisement.
I gave him money. Fuck him. Fuck this guy. I don't give a fuck about him.
You should, you know, he looks like he's a Saddam Hussein in a fucking park and like Mr. Like Rogers outfit.
Fuck this shit.
Oh, I've seen him.
Oh shit! I thought.
No, that's not it. It is not this guy. Okay, on the side screen.
This isn't it.
No, on the side, the top one.
14-year-old?
No, higher. One more. Yes, right there. That guy.
Okay, so some other guy decided to do the same thing?
No, okay. Brief explanation. This guy, pause it.
Oh.
This guy actually is the original one. He's the one who started it.
He's the OG.
Yeah. Every video you see.
He predates like Rockapella.
No, for this particular song, this guy started with this song. Now, anytime you look up this and you see anybody else other than him, there are other people who are recreating what he's done. He was the first one to do it, though, and it's really cool. Go ahead and play it.
I've seen bands older than that.
I've seen a lot of people do this.
Yeah, and bands do it better.
Turn up the music.
Oh, yeah.
You have the volume.
You must use the force. You must use the force.
It wasn't 2008 when I saw it, though. It's a little later.
Well, he reposted it after.
No, it was 2008. But, like, I didn't see it viral until years later.
This is annoying.
You must use the force.
Thanks for not taking this too serious.
Far, far away. Long time ago. Far, far away. Kiss a Wookiee,
kick a toy. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Now, and this is from, obviously, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And it's cool, if you look at the top of the video, it tells you what movie this is from. And they cover all kinds of shit John Williams has done.
Obi-Wan.
I actually like the Superman part.
I'll
talk about later.
Okay. Superman.
He does a good job with hitting the fucking cues, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fancy
editing.
No, and you think about it too.
Well, he doesn't have like a click track in his ear. He's not wearing headphones.
Yeah,
doing this all off the cuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You think about it. For him to sit and do this,
well, you have the first one, and you have the second one to do it in sync with it.
No, but you can't. But he doesn't have headphones. It's going to affect the recording if the other one's playing at the same time.
So for filming this, he's done four different screen takes.
Yeah.
In different one, you know. All kinds of different shit.
He's strategically trained. That's what happens.
Maybe.
Murders. Now I guess I'm going nowhere. It just isn't fair.
Jaws coming up. It's funny.
What, really?
Yeah, listen. Okay.
That makes it difficult to order what he did it in.
Yeah. Because it's.
I gotta think the first box is what the original.
Someone move this.
Wait, because it does the least. And then. I know. Yeah, it has to be the first box that was the first basis on everything.
He took a whole medley and it was all about Star Wars.
Yes.
I barely caught that right now.
Yeah, everything.
I wasn't paying attention really.
Yeah, it's all about Star Wars.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Luke, I'm your father.
Jurassic Park.
It was.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So you have a twin sister who Obi-Wan was wise to hide.
Is that Leia?
If you will not turn, then
you know what I bet he probably did was he probably recorded it first and then he recorded the video after.
You are mine.
Maybe.
So there was the...
And then back to Indiana Jones again.
Is he lip-syncing
it's
everything?
Impossible. Yeah, he's probably lip-syncing this. This is impossible.
No.
I don't think he is singing.
It's singing.
No, it's impossible. It literally is impossible for him to stay on key.
I don't think so.
No, I'm saying, like, not keep on time. On time.
That's it.
It's impossible for him to go this long and stay on time with
depends on how he's
people.
Done it.
It's not
where the
other
people.
And he doesn't
all
have
four
a control.
Of them
he does not have a control. He doesn't have headphones. He doesn't have a control.
Again, it depends on how he's done it. But the thing is, he's got, like, all four different ranges covered.
Yeah.
John Williams is the man.
Tell me that was not cool.
That was badass.
Fuck yeah.
And speaking of, like,
I
acapella.
Disagree.
Speaking of acapella. There's this.
Run. Da na na.
It's actually kind of cool right here.
And there's a chick who does like the high lead and everything. It's pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah, the only instrument in the band is a drum kit.
That's like your band.
No, you know what's cooler than that? Okay, you've heard of Dragon Force, shit like that. There's a guy who's taken all these different music and has done it 8-bit. So you can find an 8-bit System of a Down, 8-bit Iron Maiden. The Dragon Force one's really cool. Fucking, it's all done Nintendo 8-bit style.
That sounds kind of frightening.
What, the 8-bit?
Yeah.
Look it up. It's actually really cool. Look up
8-bit's a freaky fucking shit.
Look up 8-bit Dragon Force. It should come
the
up.
The guy has a good voice. Like, the guy is a big Metallica fan. You can tell.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Guitars aren't fast enough.
The guitars are not fast enough.
You want that fast guitar.
You want that. It's all you need. Dedicated to. It's loud. Those are hard, but it's not fast as strings. You get faster than
it's
faster.
Like, it's not fast enough. There's a bunch of people just talking.
It's not fast enough. Bullshit.
I don't know.
I want to hear the solo.
I'm not hearing fast strings and finger for chords right now. I'm not.
All right.
You don't acapella fast enough.
You know, it's funny.
Welcome to Christmas.
Aside from the dum-dum-dum part, sounds like
the dumb part? Yes.
No, sounds like everybody else is saying run.
Run.
I do that when I play, like I'm driving real, I pretend I'm driving really fast.
Run. I feel like a Forrest Gump.
Run.
Pleasant dreams that I've been after. Master. Promised only lies.
Yes, we also know you love the song. You know you can sing.
All I hear and see is laughter.
It's funny without the headphones on.
Yeah,
it's
funny. You gotta
hear this without headphones on. Sounds good.
Probably.
It sounds good with the music.
Hey, this is also a cappella though.
Yeah.
Not that bad for you know doing a solo.
The drums. Oh, like a solo.
Yeah, there's the drums, but no, the guy doing the solo. The solo is a cappella. It's a guy going.
It limits the
point of
the
I know. But not the drum.
No, that guitar part, he's not. He's using something to do that.
Kazoo. Probably some distortion, but it's his voice.
I think it is a kazoo, yeah.
It's a kazoo.
No, I think it actually is. That he
well, have you seen that video of the dude from...
That's how I sound.
From Police Academy, who does all the black dude. Yeah. What's his name?
I know who you're voices. Talking about. Yeah, I know.
Let's just say it's a black dude.
Something from. Winslow.
Carl Winslow.
Not Carl Winslow. That was Family Matters.
I know. No.
Yeah, Family Matters. Yeah,
I wrote some fan fiction when I
it's
was in like
Jones,
the junior high.
Doctor something Jones, right?
No, he did Led Zeppelin.
His name's like Owen Wilson. Yeah,
I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
I know what you're talking about. I saw him do what's that fucker's name? The other black dude,
Hightower?
No, the actual person.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Have you seen it though?
Jimi Hendrix. I've seen him do Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Michael Winslow. Have you seen it?
Yes.
I seen him do Jimi Hendrix, and he actually dressed up as him and then do the whole distorted guitar
shit. Fire will rise.
Oh, sorry, because he does a crazy job on this thing. It's like he's in front of like a studio, like I guess they're doing like a talk show.
Now his turn. Yes, I have seen this.
Yeah. It's just fucking crazy.
What do you want to do? Led Zeppelin. You want to do the original artist key of E?
Yeah.
He wanted a key. I know. Fucking voice. I have seen this, though. Yeah, it's great.
Have you seen it, Steve?
No.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome, though.
I know.
Is it?
Holy shit.
How the hell do you do that?
Mike,
look at everyone's like, what the fuck? Everyone's dumbfounded.
God,
that's some great levels. I think.
Holy shit.
All right.
Can
this
I
is
a
Rick,
man, a
for
voice,
you guys,
and a like acoustic guitar.
Can our mics do that?
No, let me just say this.
Can we
for those of you watching right now and seeing our faces, how dumbfounded we are, and listening too at the moment, we're not actually watching Led Zeppelin or hearing nothing. It is quite literally one guy on acoustic guitar and fucking Michael Winslow doing the rest of it. That distortion you hear is Michael Winslow.
Is this song also 7 minutes long?
Dude, that is fucking awesome. That's Michael Winslow right there, people.
Doing that. Sit down, man. Sit down. We're done.
Fuck.
And he does speak.
Yeah.
That's fucking badass.
That was fucking cool.
And that's why you watched the BBC.
Yeah, that's why people watch.
No, he's on WGN right now. You know, the whole flashback to the 80s movies.
I don't. WGN?
Yep.
Chicago?
No, it's a channel. Channel 30.
Yeah, Chicago. It's a Chicago channel.
It's a Chicago station.
Oh, we get
that was Oprah's original channel.
We get a Chicago station here in California.
Everybody does, yeah. It's
okay, WGN. Yeah. That's WGN.
You get Seinfeld reruns on that.
Yeah, that too. South Park's on it now. South Park reruns are on it.
Yeah,
no, he hosts a flashback to the 80s movie marathon. Once a week.
You know the Almighty WGN? They actually show, like, I think it's either American Dad or Family Guy at 1 o'clock.
They do both of those, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Yep.
Because to me, when
TBS does too.
When I watched, we used to watch TV in the day.
Well, I think TBS bought them, and then that's why they're.
They're very similar because they used to run the same reruns.
I don't think it was like. Yeah. It's a channel with no content. USA used to be a part of them too. USA.
Yeah?
Something like that.
USA
like,
now
sure.
owns Clue, which pretty much only plays House. Every and that fucking
listening. You're watching the House Network.
It pretty much is because all their commercials are like some weird House reference to them.
Speaking of which, okay, when you're on Facebook, on the side of your screen, do you ever see any promo for the House game?
No,
I have. No, I've noticed that like numerous times
is it
today.
Still never lupus.
No, that's actually the funny thing because numerous times today they've had like different pictures for the game, and on one of them it was House sitting there. The bubble says it's not lupus. And when I read that, I was like, because Jason always says that.
Because it's true. It's never lupus. It's never lupus in that fucking show.
Look up Dragon Force 8-Bit. Or 8-Bit Dragon
Force.
Just
stop doing that.
No, I want him to hear
about
the 8-Bit
to you? I haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
I just want to talk to you.
But we're not going to get into that until...
I like how this...
We're not going to get into that till tomorrow with Eric.
Eric's going to call you fat the whole time. You're not
going to
get anything.
Though.
I know.
You won't get anything tomorrow. Anything you want to say... You should say it now.
You're not getting any love tomorrow.
Because tomorrow, he's going to say,
I don't get much love
because
now.
You're fat.
This is 8-bit style fucking music. This is cool.
I'll play for a little bit and then you guys can talk over it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It should be in our outro.
Well, that's the thing.
Let's fucking steal it. Let's do it.
No, I actually have
everything else we have is stolen.
No, I have a bunch of this 8-bit fucking music that I took off YouTube. I have a converter that'll take YouTube music.
Turn that higher.
Everybody has that.
Yeah.
Everybody's browser has that fucking stupid app, right?
I don't have it on my browser. I have a full-on program downloaded to where I can either take the straight audio or I can convert the video.
Everybody can.
Yeah, I know. And so I have a bunch of this shit that I was like, I ought to bring that over so we can use it.
You have a fucking USB.
I know.
But yeah, I have, your damn I have, universal serial bus.
Damn buses.
No, I have this. I have a couple Iron Maidens, some fucking Judas
I'm
Priest.
I'm the Rosa Parks of your universal serial bus.
Yeah. Your music goes to the back.
Well, no, I like this. A guy was able to take the music and just completely
and she said
make
no.
it 8-bit yeah. style. Because you know the guy would sit there with the machine and like program the fucking shit for the 8-bit sounds.
MIDI is difficult.
Yeah. You know? And he fucking to make well, the yeah. full-on music.
How difficult
that is awesome.
I'm sorry?
Said, yeah.
No, I'm saying MIDI is different.
Yeah. Oh, it's difficult.
Oh, I was saying it's different. Like, MIDI doesn't work that way.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you have to build it yourself.
No, this is like,
You can't take...
No, someone...
But I'm saying, you can't take the actual song and then just convert it to MIDI.
No, you can. Guitar, what was it? It was a Guitar Pro.
Really?
Yeah, it's
to
like
a you
guitar
take
pro
a, do that?
To where you could...
I had
in other
that.
Words,
I was like,
no, in other words, yeah. you can take the original...
Well, someone sets up the tabs with all the parts for the song, and you can just kind of just change
download
the
whole thing to the yeah. actual... the way the tabs are, and then just have another program do
and
it.
And you just change what the sound for each note would be.
But
would
you
be
still have
bit.
To manually do it.
It takes... Three clicks.
Really?
I mean, like, yeah.
three pro- two
There's
programs
no processing. There's no processing.
Oh. See, I'm actually thinking that actually took
He wasn't impressed with this up until now.
No, I'm still impressed
process.
With how it sounds.
It sounds cool. It sounds cool.
No,
I
mean, nowadays, everything.
Yeah, like, I would love to, you know, fight a Mega Man boss to this song.
Yeah. I've actually thought that. I'm like, hearing some of the ones that I've downloaded, I'm like, I can actually picture it. It's either Mega Man, Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, the point is, I actually thought there was more work involved to transfer this.
No, this is the future now. There's easier ways to do things like right today.
Yeah.
Maybe
way,
back in the 90s.
Maybe.
Before
either
the
9s. Way,
back before the 9s? Yes, maybe.
But either way, it sounds, still sounds fucking cool.
It sounds cool. It's,
it does
it's
sound
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's what I've been doing is looking up a lot of music like this. It's fucking awesome. No, what takes me back is I've played games. No, I have played original NES games that have some music similar to that. In that, you know, as far as a boss battle thing, it's like, whoa,
that's
fucking
why they make music like this.
I like that.
That's why they make music like this.
Yeah,
because it appeals to the people who grew up. Everyone who grew up in that generation also loves that music, and then do it now for people.
Let's see what we got.
Okay,
so, do I want to do "Don't Call Me White" or "Fear the Dark"?
Fear the Dark.
Although
I actually have that 8-bit on my computer right now.
Okay, let's do "Murders
have
in the
something
Room
you don't
more,
have
then. Murders in the Rue Morgue.
That's a good one.
Oh, shit. There's a lot of parts. Fuck.
So it does take time, then.
I just have to
just,
go into the
yeah,
thing.
So
okay. You want you, something that takes time.
You lost him because it went past your 3-click mark.
Yeah. Okay, you
okay,
guys
so.
You guys remember Mario Paint?
Yes.
Remember the feature
dun,
on there?
Dun, dun, dun,
no, you remember the feature on there where you can use the different symbols to make different music?
Yeah.
I've watched videos on here where people have made.
Oh
shit.
Yeah, that's shit scary.
Yeah, no. Have you seen the one where they was Pantera's fucking Cowboys from Hell? Somebody recreated Cowboys from Hell on Mario Paint.
See, that's a
that's
lot
crazy.
Of fucking time, man.
No, and but the thing
that's
is,
that's some dedication.
It is, and they made it accurate. You know how fucking crazy that is?
See, back in the day, only three people. You know, his four friends, if he had four friends, would know that. Like, to the internet now, everybody could find that. And you'd be
yeah.
impressed with it. If you met him, yeah, you'd be fucking impressed as fuck. If you didn't beat him
I'm
up first.
Still impressed. I'm sorry. I'll say
but
this. That takes more
that is
talent.
Crazy.
No, that takes more talent than the shit fucking Skrillex
That guy
does.
Made that when Mario Paint came out.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That takes
but
true
now
dedication.
You find out about it.
Even now, no, even now, I'm impressed because he still
gave
sat
up
there.
On Mario Paint because no one cared, and just
no.
like he's fat and balls, like I did that already.
No, I'm still impressed with it because fact that dude still literally had to sit there and change all this.
Yeah, see,
toy
yeah.
with it.
That dude with fucking bass
that,
pure
to
ringtones.
Me, to me, that's more okay. that's more impressive than some like fucking you know Skrillex the dubstep thing, or which is actually you know his music is under the classification bro step. I don't get it.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's.
I'm a square.
I don't get it what? Either. It's the new thing kids listen to nowadays.
I don't get it. I don't get it, but like, I don't think it's bad.
No,
it's terrible.
The funny thing is, my wife and I were watching a video of it the other day. It's called Elders, you know, React to Skrillex.
I
want to
see that. I want to. Don't fucking say shit.
No,
I saw that.
It's funny
kids,
as hell.
It's like kids react, but it's
yeah.
all people
yeah.
react.
It's funny as hell.
They had all these
obviously,
react to no, fucking like
obviously
the
you
can
tell some of them are trying to seem cooler than they actually are.
Oh yeah, I know
but the
that.
Point is when you listen and they play different music to them, when you listen to the music, it's the same stuff over and over again. It is. It's the same shit over and over
I
again.
I know that, but okay.
But at the same time, they're different tracks. They're different tracks, but it's still the same overall thing.
I think they're just only playing Skrillex. Maybe he has a one-hit wonder. This thing will last.
I don't. Yeah, no, I know it won't last, but it was just.
I don't know if it won't last.
Who cares?
Because I know the next adaptation of that. You know what it's going to be? It'll be bands. It'll be Slash. Actual music and drums and shit like that.
So Slash is going to be in the band?
And Slash will probably
Slash
be in the band
isn't everything. Come on.
Yeah. It'll be a band with actual guitars and drums, but also have dubstep entwined with
Slash
that.
Isn't
and
even
lyrics.
A person anymore. He's a marketing ploy.
And during their... They do the song, and during the chorus part is fucking dubstep shit. That's the next adaptation of that. And it's going to happen. And then eventually it's going to fall apart, and someone's going to find something new that you will hate because you're an old man.
I am old.
Very.
I guess.
I wish that... No.
Even though I like shit like this. No, dubstep makes no sense.
I don't
it
care.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't think it's terrible.
It's not that bad. It sounds cool, but it's not something I could sit down and listen to. I like it for commercial music. It makes sense for commercial music.
It sounds like a bunch of power tools grinding against each other.
I won't be walking
with the
down
occasional child going, "Oh my god!"
I won't
thrown
walk
in there.
Down the
That's it. That's all of Skrillex music.
I won't drive down the street, drop on a long trip somewhere and listen to only fucking that fucking music.
So how's it sound? How's it sound for you a bit?
Not quite the same.
It's not quite the same, but this is me doing it in like 3 minutes.
In 3 minutes, it sounds neat as an instrumental piece, but not quite the same.
Now press start.
Now let me replay it again.
Real quick on the dubstep thing, I will say this. I've actually found one form I really like.
It's still dubstep.
No, and I found one I actually liked.
See, like, in my opinion, a lot of people's music that I have, people don't like. If I find one thing, I can actually bleed that into everything else I have.
No, the reason why I like this is that...
Like, you don't probably like the intro to our song.
No, I do like it. I do.
But the thing is, like, if you listen to other songs, I know if I started with those songs, you would hate it.
I've listened to some of the other shit. Remember, I have it all on that computer.
That's not everything, though. It's
not everything, but I've sat and listened to it, so I was like, wow. What impresses me about Buck 65 is almost every song is different.
There's every album's been different.
No, similarities, but different. Yes, and every album is completely different. I like that. That is neat.
Okay, this is the original thing, though, with the distortion guitars and they had it set up. Sounds a lot different for what that was before. Not that much, but like enough where it doesn't sound as 8-bit, you know?
Okay.
It sounds like actual guitars.
Okay, but you heard the fire through the fire and flames
a
bit.
No, I get you.
And you'll hear the difference.
I didn't have time to even like check anything. I just picked one. I said, this one looked, it was called Square.
No, it wasn't
I assumed
bad.
It was all, it'd be all right.
It wasn't bad.
Don't fuck with this picky bitch.
As I said, the only dubstep I found I really liked, and I found it by accident, it's a blending of
dubstep. Why were you looking?
Because I was actually going through violin stuff.
Yeah.
And I found it. It's this chick who's professional violinist.
Look up Pentecostal butt dubstep.
She's a professional violinist. And there's a group that makes dubstep music just for her that she plays violin to. And it actually sounded really fucking cool.
Have you seen that guy who does dubstep and he plays the flute at the same time? And he beatbox, dubstep, and plays the flute?
I've seen that, yes.
That's scary as hell. That tells me that the world is going to end soon.
No, you know what I found? Okay, have you ever
heard... That's a song that brings it along.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard...
It's worse than that Aerosmith song with about Liv Tyler and that one dude from Armageddon.
I don't want to miss that.
That was a great Zing. Reaction.
Zing. Now, there's this traveling group every year. They go around and they play video game music.
Circus?
Live.
Circus Vargas?
Oh, yeah. There's an orchestra. They do like Zelda and they do
a bunch of
stuff
and they
like
play. Yeah.
They'll be in San Diego at Comic Con to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. No, they've actually come to fucking.
There's a video, a full on video of it on YouTube.
They actually came all over Steve's face.
Well, yeah, they did that too.
Well, then it's not so special. They're dead to me now.
But no, it wasn't on his own volition.
One of the universities down here they played at as well. They usually travel different universities playing it. I forgot what it's called. Not Video Game Live. It's Video Game Live.
Video Game Live, that sounds right.
Yeah. Well, they have one on there, this chick who plays the flute. And she does a great job.
It's the Ocarina of Time, right?
It's kind of, yeah. She has Navi on her shoulder. She pre-records all the stuff that Navi plays. She's the one doing the flute, but she's pre-recorded because Navi's supposedly playing it. And then she plays live to that. It's like her and Link. She dresses as Link. And so it's supposed to be her and Link, or Navi and Link in a flute battle.
I always know Link was a fucking dyke.
No, it's funny. In the end, she does the one thing every gamer has always wanted to do with Navi, which is to just drop kick that stupid ass fairy.
Because, listen!
Yeah, in the end, she rips her off her shoulder and fucking drop kicks her. But this is really cool. No, it's really cool because it's her doing the whole flute.
Sword, that's what I want to do.
Even the flute part that Navi does.
Is it?
She records, yes. So that's the chick playing live right there.
But the cool part doesn't show. I'll be mad at you.
No, hold on. That's just one chick playing that. Now that's pre-recorded. It's supposed to be Navi playing.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck that, I'll do better.
That's me.
Now she's playing live again. So it's cool, because it's her either way.
That's a weird placement of that mic.
Yeah. But it's cool, because either way, it's still her playing, but one's pre-recorded for the fairy.
It does, though. The mic should be towards the other end.
The bass.
I know the positions of the flute. Okay, thank you. Thank you for correcting me. You've now hurt and embarrassed me. You feel happy now? No, I'm twittering. Fuck you.
I think she does a great job on the flute. I was very impressed when I saw this video. But like I said, at the very end, when she rips fucking Navi off her shoulder and just punts her, I was like, every gamer has wanted to do that to that fucking fairy.
Lean into your homophobic tendencies.
What?
Your homophobic tendencies. You want to fucking rip that fucking fairy and rip the fucking head off and stomp on it. Jab a sword in his fucking stupid little face.
Is this the end or no?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is where Link's supposed to be out of health, so she drinks the milk to get her health. Yeah.
Let's get her.
It's not milk, is it?
Get her liquored up.
No, it was actually supposed to be the milk.
Oh, okay.
It's full of cum.
See, I used to know how to play this on guitar, but, you know, I fucking suck now.
Okay, now you see on the side the one with the two chicks on violin?
No, I can't see that.
I say that's actually the same chick, and through that
the
one...
Duet Lindsay Sterling?
Yeah, she's the one who does the dubstep violin. When I click on that, that's how I found the dubstep violin, and...
She does dubstep like that.
She does dubstep violin. It's dubstep music with her playing violin to it. It's fucking awesome. And she has her own professional music videos and all.
I like how you talk this up so passionately, even though you hate it.
No, I hate dubstep.
But you found this one thing to link to.
It's
like the coolest thing in the world to you right now.
To me it is. I was impressed. But then I love violins. And somehow the mixing somehow the mixing of the two I like. Look up Lindsay Sterling. Violin.
You gotta really gotta stop fucking doing shit for him like that.
Well, take the helm, fucking motherfucker.
Yeah. Pay attention to me.
Well, you ain't got nothing good going on.
He just got a DUI. He's sad. I'm sad.
I need some comfort.
That's why he's drinking right now, to feel better.
Yeah, because that's gonna help my fucking driving situation. This will work out in the end, right?
You know what's funny?
Yeah, it's going to be all
How
good.
Drunk were you on the 4th when you got your DUI?
You know what?
I don't think it was that bad, though.
I had $30 and $2 and change. And I was tipping fucking Madonna. She was working on Wednesday, because it was a Wednesday. So I tipped her in that change I had right away.
No, the reason why I asked is because I'm assuming that you weren't all that fucked up.
You know what the problem I think about it? Because I didn't have really very much to eat.
Okay, but again...
But if the court finds us, I had plenty to eat.
So you were over the limit, but you weren't fucked up.
I don't even know if I'm over the limit, because I got fucking blood tests. And there's no way I can find the blood test until 6 weeks later. That's what he told me.
No, and I ask this, because you know what? There's been many times where you've left my house.
These are things that make me feel really fucked up and dumb.
Yeah, you've left my house,
and that's a rat
to the point
that
you can't even stand up without falling over into my plants and almost off my
deck. If the court finds us and uses this against me,
no,
go fuck yourself.
No. I'm just saying. You've left my house
if I
that
say
way.
Part of my job,
no, you've left my
back.
House that way to the point I've been worried whether or not something happened.
Okay, wait.
Haven't heard from you until next night when you show up late, and I'm afraid maybe you're not going to show up because you got a DUI or something. And no, perfectly fine. The one day you drink and drive, and you're actually okay. You know your alcohol blood level maybe a little higher because you haven't eaten, but it's not fucked with your senses. You can drive just fine, no problem. Which, of course, if you're listening, it happens.
Oh, never.
You're perfectly fine, and you get a DUI.
Yeah,
what
me,
the fuck?
It does fuck it up because like everything to me was routine. I drive,
and the fucked up thing is,
corner,
you get pulled over right in front of your house, and the funny thing is, you're now a statistic. Because statistics have shown that most people, when they get DUIs less than a quarter mile from their own house.
I'm not a statistic because
from
I was 47 miles from my house.
To their house.
Yeah.
No, it was at his house.
Somebody you're a statistic of one,
somebody,
my friend.
Statistic,
you were
like,
in your driveway.
Somebody said, where said you got arrested
that means you're
5 feet
worst.
From your house. That wasn't a domestic violence.
You are the worst case of that statistic. You were in your own fucking driveway and you got a DUI.
That's why
dumbass.
I think
you're 5 feet from your front door and you
yes,
get arrested.
You're laughing at me.
That is the most fucked up thing ever.
You should have ran inside and yelled sanctuary.
Sanctuary. You know, his family may be Catholic, but they're not a church.
I should have pulled over that church from the bar.
All right, you know what?
Here's the thing.
He just crashed a car inside. He doesn't have to do anything. They can't go in there.
This is what I want to know. If there's any listeners out there right now,
who are also laughing at me.
Yeah, obviously, everybody's
laughing at you.
Everybody's laughing at you, but whether you're listening to it now, it's been recorded, you're on the website listening, then go to rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us your DUI story. Let us know how much of a dumbass Jason is getting arrested 5 feet from his door.
Oh, you can
or tell us if you can top that story. For those of you listening right now, if you're watching us right now, and you have a
there's
story to top
watching.
That, or you just
you're
want to call Jason
right
a dumbass,
should be
contact us live right now. Wedge, what is that number?
909-666-4221.
If you want to talk shit to me later, go at Hey Genghis What.
There's that too.
At Twitter.
666-4221.
That was weird. You know what? That's weird. Now the odds are nobody's getting a call right now.
Just because.
They're not. I would love
they're
for that to happen.
The bar
I would love for that to happen. Who knows?
Hey, I want to talk to
the
asshole.
The phone might be ringing. All of a sudden, bring. Oh, there's the phone. I doubt it.
Because phones nowadays go bring.
Either that or really.
Goes ba-doom.
People are just laughing so hard at Jason being arrested 5 feet from his door.
they can't even reach.
They can't even type their phone.
I really didn't think that is I'd weird be arrested thing. If I was yeah. honest and told him, yeah, I've been drinking, but guess what? I'm home now.
Yeah.
There's nothing else wrong now.
Yeah, I would have let
I'm
you
I'm not
know.
In
That's
danger
bullshit.
To myself or anybody else now.
But also at the same time, you know, you have the idea. You have the idea. That's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me because I'm careful. I think I'm careful, but when you're driving and you're drunk and you're like, let's say you're drunk that much. Like, I'm not saying that you were, but like, let's say you like passed that.
That day.
I had like, okay, they didn't tell you what you had, but I had like a 0.24 when I got pulled
I won't
up.
Find
I
that out until
I
have that DMV
hey,
fucking meeting.
Were you coming from the frog when that happened?
No, I was coming from the bell.
Oh, okay. Even but the just bell.
Even
the bell.
It's
we,
a straight
wait,
drive.
We went from my house to the casino, flabbergastingly drunk as fuck, to the point even
we
I was
ate.
Scared.
We ate.
We were still, yeah.
You actually made me eat.
I did.
Before we
and
go,
we were still fucked.
Because I felt
that. And we were still fucked up going there.
Yeah.
The way back, we
if
were sober.
Somehow the course
but going there,
I
no,
would like to
going
hear
there, we were flabbergastedly drunk, and we got there okay. And yet somehow just coming from the bell, you get pulled over.
I've done that. Yeah, it was wow. so routine to me. Everything was like routine. Okay, make it home, make the turn.
You know, and I have to admit, fine. Obviously it shows it's routine to you because when I'm in the car with you, we've had some drinks and we pull in front of your house. Even I get scared sometimes because it's such a narrow space and you take
with
that.
With the cars there, yeah?
Yeah, with the bush here and your parents' cars here and the other cars here, and you come in very fast and literally stop maybe a foot from the wall. I'm amazed we never crashed.
Doing that for 11 years.
Because he's amazing.
I've done that for 11 years. Nothing's changed. Well, we're going to go to break or end the show. We're going to end the show.
We're at the cusp of 2 hours. You can do another 2 hours tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're going to run a shit talk about it. Maybe I'd love to talk shit about me. We still got to talk about Eric and I in Vegas. Street.
And the funny thing is, you know your DUI is coming up tomorrow, and Eric's going to have shit to say, too.
Well, he doesn't know shit.
Anybody listening live right now on Ustream? Hi.
Call us again at 10.
Tune in tomorrow between 10 and 10:30. Because Eric will be here, too, and you can listen to the more fucked up hilarious shit of Jason being pulled over and arrested 5 feet from his front door. Till then.
And when he says more of the hilarious shit, it's the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's everybody else.
Opinion.
Everybody else. Everybody else, including you watching us live, you can contact us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
Someday.
Like us on Facebook. Never. Follow us on Twitter at rippedinhalf and at Hey Jay, Guess What? And always contact us also at Wedge Radio Nation.
Wedge Radio Network.
That'd be good. Wedge Radio Network. .com.
Someone already picked up.
Also, check out the other shows on The Wedge, including The Wedge. Follow us on Stitcher, all that shit. Ladies and gentlemen, peace out. Have a good night.